skies as well. Stay tuned now. It's time for the award-winning wake-up call with your host, Liz Brown. She's up next. We'll take another look at your news, or your traffic and your weather in the bottom of the 6 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
With the Bloomberg Urban Report, I'm Erickson Blakeney. We have headlines out of the brokerage business. Morgan Stanley, the world's biggest securities firm, is cutting about 1,000 jobs in its retail brokerage unit to cut costs. Attorney Willie Gary is spearheading the legal team in a class action discrimination lawsuit against the state of New York on behalf of black and Hispanic state employees.
It was done on the premise and the basis that there's discrimination in hiring based on a battery test that's given, and there's discrimination in promoting Hispanics and blacks based on the test that's given. So it's across the board.
Plaintiffs won a major victory earlier this month when a federal judge granted the case class action status. There may be as many as 18 other states that have implemented some form of a battery test similar to New York. And Walmart has filed a lawsuit against former vice chairman Thomas Coughlin, claiming he looted the company till for personal expenses like underwear and puppy chow. Now this.
Ever wonder who coined the phrase, "We eliminate the middleman"? Well, one thing's pretty certain. It wasn't the middleman. And how did they eliminate him? Something fishy there. But I digress. GEICO pioneered direct-to-consumer car insurance over 65 years ago, and they've been saving smart drivers money ever since. Give them a call, and you might ask them, what did they do with the middleman?
GEICO's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? GEICO, 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
I don't think I can stand looking at another house.
Maybe this will be better than the others.
Wait a minute. Haven't we seen this one before?
It does look familiar.
Yeah, and small. It looks very small.
Oh, too small for us.
Yeah.
Wait! Is that Lori?
Mom, when are we going to have dinner?
Finding the right home shouldn't have you running in circles. An experienced REMAX agent can help you find the perfect home. Nobody sells more real estate than REMAX. Outstanding agents, outstanding results. Each office independently owned and operated.
That's the Bloomberg Urban Report. I'm Erickson Blakeney.
I listen to Brand X Radio when you can listen to something brand new. Join the conversation by calling 314-454-0400 or toll free from outside the local calling area at 1-877-920-WGNU. For those of you who may be alphabetically challenged, that's 1-877-920-9468. Stop rushing around the radio dial. Leave it here and call in and talk on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
Summer is an especially good time to think about your future. In fall, you'll be a senior in the St. Louis City High School system. Graduation will just be the beginning of a career that will give you a positive future. Instead of looking for a job, find a career. The place to start looking is through the Educational Talent Search Counselor. ETS provides free services on career exploration, help in choosing appropriate education beyond high school, and more. Find ETS through your high school guidance counselor.
Summer has officially begun, and warmer weather can mean danger for your cats and dogs. The ASPCA has issued a pet safety advisory, urging pet owners to protect their companion animals during the sweltering summer days. The organization offers these guidelines as a way to keep pets safe when the temperatures begin to rise. Never leave an animal alone in a vehicle, since even with the windows open, a parked car, truck, or van can quickly become a furnace. Do not force your animal to exercise after a meal in hot, humid weather. Always provide plenty of shade for an animal staying outside the house. Please be sensitive to the needs of old and overweight animals in hot weather. Avoid walking your dog in areas that you suspect have been sprayed with insecticides or other chemicals. And be alert for coolant leaking from your vehicle, as animals are attracted to the sweet taste, and ingesting just a small amount can cause death. The ASPCA has provided national leadership in humane education for over a century and has over 1 million supporters today. Visit ASPCA.org for more information.
New state-of-the-art technology has made it possible to offer copies of programs heard on WGNU to the listening audience at a lower cost. If there is a specific program you are interested in having for your personal library, we can now make it available to you at a cost of $25 per hour. Please make a check or money order payable to WGNU Radio, 265 Union, St. Louis, 63108. Please specify the time, day, and particular topic, and allow 10 days delivery. All program recordings are subject to availability. time now for another edition of the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown. Views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or advertisers of WGNU Radio. This broadcast is a production of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio, and is intended solely for the information and entertainment of our listening audience. Any rebroadcast, transcribing, recording, or other use of this material without the expressed written consent of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio is strictly prohibited. We ask that you govern your calls within the bounds of brevity and good taste. And now, the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, love and sisters. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, love and sisters.
Time for us to use our power. Please do not beg for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you. The people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight. Remember that? I remember saying that progress is being made. If you take a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, there's no progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
That all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome, 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 welcome to the morning wake up call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. And if you want to toll free, long distance me, you can do that at 1-877-920-WGNU. Ooh, you need to get up. You need to get to me. Well, I'm hoping that you're going to like what we've done on this website. We have been working very hard and long on this website, so I'm hoping y'all are going to like it. We're going to launch on Monday. LizBrown.com. I'm hoping you're going to like it. This blog stuff ain't no joke. I'm hoping y'all gonna like that on August 1st. My goodness, we have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454 6609 is my fax. And if you want my toll-free long-distance number, that's 1-877-920-WGNU. Shame is all I have to say. Shame. Shame, shame, shame. Cap to pass by two votes. Two votes. If you think that getting jobs, losing jobs, it's been bad here in America because of NAFTA. Well, thanks to CAFTA, it's going to be so much worse. We have all of Central America to abuse and create low-paying jobs that leave these countries' shores. Vitamins are going to be affected. Two votes. I hear the names of the lousy Democrats that caused this to happen. The lousy Democrats. Melissa Bean from Illinois. Jim Cooper from Nashville. Henry Cuehler from Laredo, Texas. Norman Dix from Washington, Belfair, Washington. Ruben Hinjona from Mercedes, Texas. William J. Jefferson from Nolens. Jim Matheson from Salt Lake City, Utah. Greg Meeks. Who's that? Well, that's a black man, ain't it? From Queens. Gwen Moore from Milwaukee. James Moran from Arlington. Solomon Oritz. Ike Skelton. Who's that? Oh, well, that's a Democrat from Missouri. No other Democrat voted for this, but Ike Skelton did. And it voted for it, and it passed by two. Vic Snyder from Little Rock, Arkansas. John Tanner from Union City, Tennessee. And Adolphus Towns from New York City, New York. And let me give you the Republicans who voted against CAFTA. Charles Bosconsti from Lafayette, Louisiana. Shelley Moore from Charleston. Howard Cobble from Greensboro. Barbara Kubin from Casper, Wyoming. Virginia Fox from Grandfather Community, North Carolina. Scott Garrett from New Jersey. Virgil Good from Virginia. Gil Gnecchi from Minnesota. John Hollister from Indiana. Duncan Hunter. Bobby Jindai. Walter B. Jones. Frank Lobonino. Connie Mack from Fort Myers, Florida. Thaddeus McCotter. Patrick T. McHenry. John McHugh from New York. Candace Miller. Robert Ney. Charlie Norwood. C.L. Butch Otter. Ron Paul. Dennis Reinberg. Rob Simmons. Michael K. Simpson. Christopher Smith. And Thomas Taranaco from Colorado. And the two Republicans that were too scared to cast a vote: Charles Taylor from North Carolina, Joanne Davis from Gloucester, Virginia. Democrats caused this thing to be passed. Democrats caused this thing to be passed. Oh, there are going to be more jobs at $5 an hour. Well, yeah, we're going to have a job boom. There are going to be lots of people getting jobs. None of them you can raise a family on. None of them that you can have living wages on. None of them are jobs that you tell your children to aspire to. None of them are jobs that have to be here. What will it take? Do we need a depression? A full-fledged, we're not going to get a full-fledged depression. What we're going to get is something akin to a depression. Not enough to totally tick you off, but enough to make you miserable for your entire life. Revolution doesn't come because you drop the big one. A lot of little ones can cause a revolution, too. This is outrageous. When this energy bill passes with PUCA, where anybody can come in and buy your electric company, your water company, local control of your utilities, y'all ain't seen nothing. Y'all ain't seen nothing. Oh, Lord. These are bad times. Bad times. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax, and if you want, I can you can toll free, long distance me at 1-877-920-WGNU, 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up, get to me. We have all kinds of stuff to talk about. Oh, things are going to be bad. 454-0400 is the phone number. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Miss Liz Brown.
Brother Al, good morning.
First on the light side, Liz, are you going to share the information with us, and are you going to keep it to yourself? What number you are on that list is the United States' most powerful women. Why don't you share that position with us, Liz?
Yeah.
On the light side again.
Yes, sir.
I found out late last night, Liz, listening to your station, there's a king in Kenya. He's never seen Chelsea Clinton, but except on TV. But he offered to President Clinton a dowry of 20 cows and 40 goats for his daughter's hand in marriage. Now, I asked yesterday, what would it take to get you, a black queen from Africa, what would the dowry have to be? Well, we already know, fellas, 20 cows and 40 goats won't work. We got to come better because we're going to get us a queen. Queens cost a little bit more, don't they, Liz?
All right.
So you're going high on the auction block, Miss Liz.
All right.
Let's move to the dark side.
All right.
I heard you talking about this new bill they passed with bringing in Latin America.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's
no
CAFTA.
Jobs.
CAFTA. Mm-hmm.
You know, Liz, I was sitting here thinking, they psychology really works. First, let's go to Iraq. You know, before we got there and started bombing, they were, the men around there were either going to school or going to jobs and everything.
Mm-hmm.
They said if we get up and remove the American troops from Iraq, they will have civil war. So in order for you all not to have civil war, all you young men that was not in the military, come join the police force and the military, so when we leave, you can protect yourselves. Y'all go to war for us, kill your fellow men, so we can leave.
Mm-hmm.
Then you come here and we talk about that the Democrats just passed this free trade bill and our jobs being knocked down to $5 an hour. I mentioned psychology, Liz, because it even works here. They got us all up in arms. They're raising the prices, gouging our eyeballs out, taking our jobs, taking our medicine, trying to take their Social Security, and tell you we must fight terrorism for the next 5 to 12 years. All you all come in the military and fight because these terrorism is causing us this way of life. Liz, am I crazy or do they stuff work? You have a nice day.
Thanks for your call. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Well, one thing I do know for sure, that our babies that are going over there are developing more and more mental disorders. A survey of troops coming back from the Iraq War found that 30% had developed mental health problems 3 to 4 months after coming home. The problems include anxiety, depression, nightmares, anger, and an inability to concentrate. The 30% figure is in contrast to the 3 to 5% diagnosed with significant mental health illnesses immediately after they leave the war. It gets worse the longer that they get here. The stress of combat, seeing dead and mutilated bodies, feeling helpless to stop a violent situation. So we get them over there, and then when they get back home, what good are they? What good are they? Ask the homeless vets on the street. What good are they? My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. We have much to talk about. Got to do a break here. My number is 454-0400. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. Email me at revolution@lizbrown.com or lizbrown.com. Stay with me.
MTV's boom in every living room. They tell us what deodorants to buy. Business goes on as usual, except that my brother is
good morning, St. Louis. 31 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by your Chrysler dealer. Southbound 55 at Old MacArthur Bridge. There's an accident on the right shoulder. It's the right center lane for a short time. There's a brief slowdown at this hour. Eastbound 70 between 94 and the Blanchett Bridge. Major road construction. Only two left lanes are getting through this hour. Traffic is busy at 5th Street. Northbound 55 between Merrimack Bottom and Carondelet, no problems to report. Eastbound 44 between 141 and Big Bend, everything's on the move. Eastbound 40 between Boone's Crossing and Spady, everything looks good. Northbound 270 between 55 and 44, everything's flowing freely. Westbound 270 from 367 all the way into New Florissant Road, you can expect normal traffic in your 6:30 commute. Your bridge approaches look like this. Westbound 5570 to Poplar Street Bridge is stop and go already in the 6:30 hour. Westbound 64, 5570, expect normal traffic. Northbound Route 3 at the Poplar Street Bridge, no problems there. Westbound Kingbridge traffic before Laclede's Landing, everything looks good. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by your Chrysler dealer. Employee pricing is a good idea, but with vehicles like this, it's pure genius. Now everyone gets the employee discount, plus generous cash allowances on select models. See your participating Chrysler dealer for details. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Sunday, mostly sunny skies today, high in the upper 80s. This evening, mostly clear with a low in the upper 60s. Saturday, partly cloudy with a high near 90. Saturday evening, partly cloudy with a low around 70. And Sunday, partly cloudy once again, with a high in the lower 90s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 70 degrees under sunny skies. Lambert Field is reporting 67 and sunny skies as well. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call is up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Charles Gear and Lori Fulkerson provide a sounding board. Anywhere there's a computer, log on at WGNU.net.
There's a silent epidemic affecting approximately 4 million Americans. Hepatitis C, a bloodborne disease that infects the liver, often goes undetected since people with the disease can feel and appear perfectly healthy. Less than 30% of all cases are diagnosed. I'm Congressman Jesse Jackson, Jr. You may not know if you're infected with hepatitis C, transmitted primarily through direct exposure to infected blood, perhaps by a needle or even through piercings or tattoos. Others at risk may include people who have had blood transfusions prior to 1992. Symptoms are most commonly fatigue and depression. Liver failure and even death may occur in 20% of chronic cases. There is no vaccine available, but there are treatments effective in over half of the patients treated. African Americans have the highest prevalent rates for hepatitis C among all racial and ethnic groups in the United States. While treatment has been a challenge within this population, it's important to get the facts and understand how this illness works. For more information, contact the American Liver Foundation at 800-GO-LIVER or at liverfoundation.org.
Do they play jazz in heaven? In New Orleans, we know they do.
If your family hasn't been to New Orleans, y'all haven't lived. Visit NewOrleansOnline.com to plan your trip to Six Flags New Orleans, Audubon Zoo, Aquarium of the Americas, and more. Hop on a new canal streetcar line, see gators up close, and roll in a riverboat down the mighty Mississippi. Visit NewOrleansOnline.com today for great hotel rates and a free Good Times guide with more than $2,400 in coupons. And jazz up your family's next vacation in New Orleans.
You know if there's a paradise, it's an afternoon in Jackson Square. Cause if they play jazz in heaven, darling, it's standing room only up there.
NewOrleansOnline.com, happening every day.
And now, today's diary entry from the Girl Blog from Iraq.
Friday, October 31st, 2003. Several orchards in Dulaya are being cut down. Except it's not only Dulaya, it's also Bakuba, the outskirts of Baghdad, and several other areas. The trees are bulldozed and trampled beneath heavy machinery. We see the residents and keepers of these orchards begging the troops to spare the trees, holding up crushed branches, leaves, and fruit not yet ripe from the ground littered with the green massacre. The faces of the farmers are crushed and amazed at the atrocity. I remember one wrinkled face holding up four oranges from the ground, still green, our citrus fruit ripens in the winter, and screaming at the camera, "Is this freedom? Is this democracy?" And his son, who was about 10, stood there with tears of rage streaming down his cheeks and quietly said, "We want 5 troops dead for each tree they cut down. 5 troops." A terrorist, perhaps, or a terrorized child who had to watch his family's future hacked down in the name of democracy and freedom.
Riverbend, the girl blog from Iraq, was a computer programmer before the war. Not anymore. In her diary of the occupation, she describes daily the new, confined way of life, especially for women amid the mayhem. This is the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown. Don't leave home without it.
Welcome back to the wake-up call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get up, get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get to me. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning,
Miss Brown. Let me turn the radio down right quick, and I'm turning off I just turned off my radio. Hello?
Yes.
I just love your girl blog. Oh, thanks for bringing us that information. We have no idea how those people are suffering over there. Every now and then we get a little taste of what the Israelis do to the Palestinians in cutting down their olive trees. But I wanted to say, and I tried to get on yesterday, but I wanted to say that we have just had two of our future people murdered the young man and who was at Mizzou. Mm-hmm. There used to be Onion Harden who said, don't send your children to Mizzou. He was talking about basketball because they and he was talking about football, too. You take them to the bowl games, but you don't go. I remember they were going down to Florida, I think, to the Orange Bowl. One boy that had run all these touchdowns, all of a sudden, he had flunked out of Mizzou. And I do believe that this young man, they saw this potential, and some folks say, let's get rid of him. We don't need him to go and be a star. Let him die. Now, can you imagine the dogs putting him in the back of a hot pickup truck and taking him somewhere they know he was going to die? Well, the hospital right across the street, and the other, this daughter who got murdered in Iraq, and I think that some things happened to her before she was murdered, and then they want to say she committed suicide, contributed to her own death. The only thing that contributed to her death was the fact that she went, and I wish every parent would say, H double two picks, no, you are not going into any kind of military, and you're not going to the ROTC either.
Thanks for your call.
And this girl blog tells us about what democracy is really all about. Continue that. You and your interns are doing a beautiful job.
Thank you so
much. I just love you. Thank you.
Thank you. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Good morning. I heard you talking about CAFTA being passed by only two votes, 215 to 217. That is, I don't know, it's just obscene. I don't have the words to describe how I feel about it. And I want to know, you told us about some of the Republicans who voted against it, but I didn't hear you mention Orrin Hatch, a Republican from Utah. Now, why I'm saying this is that I don't know how to spell it, but I pronounce it the best I can, something called Codex. Mm-hmm. And it has something to do, I don't know where this legislation is or what it's about, but it connects with CAFTA, whereas these people, I don't know whether they're legislators or what, are going to try to prevent American citizens to get alternative health care.
That's correct. It's about vitamins, that vitamins are going to be regulated like drugs are going to be regulated. It's going to be difficult to get vitamins now.
Minerals.
Anything like that. There's something buried in the CAFTA bill that will prevent people from having as full of access as they do to vitamins. They're going to regulate them like they do drugs.
Well, I hope you can get somebody on to talk about what is this Codex. And now I remember it was about 20 years ago that these Republicans tried to get a bill passed.
Well, remember, it was Bill Clinton that got NAFTA passed. Okay, Bill Clinton got NAFTA passed. Bill Clinton opened the door for
this. I'm talking about CAFTA.
I understand, but CAFTA is a result of NAFTA. It's just like NAFTA.
Well, I'm more concerned about my vitamins and minerals.
Well, I mean, we should be concerned about all that. When we're talking about who's responsible for this, we can lay the fault of this right at the feet of the Democrats.
I just want to tell the listening audience's thing about the vitamins and the minerals.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I was going to say that about 20 years ago, Orrin Hatch, a Republican from Utah, and other legislators in Utah kept these other legislators from passing a bill that would try to prevent us from getting our vitamins and minerals. And that was done by a write-in campaign from all the people who believe in health care. Now, I was saying that I didn't hear his name, Orrin Hatch, as being one who voted against CAFTA.
Well, the reason why Utah would vote for CAFTA is because Utah there are people within the Mormon religion, and I know this because I was in Ghana and I saw the places where they have located themselves in Africa. What they're trying to do is to be able to make more money off of vitamins, more money off of nutritional supplements. So you go into countries, you get the patents on different plants, you get the patents on different vitamins, you get the control of the distribution of the vitamins, then you start making more money off of them by regulating them like you regulate drugs. That's why they voted for CAFTA.
Well, I know. That's what I'm saying. I don't understand why, because 20 years ago they could have made more money off of them if they had left the Big Pharma, because that, at that time, that's who wanted to be in control of our vitamins and minerals, was Big Pharma.
Okay.
So Utah voted against it then. So what I'm trying to find out is, what is the difference now? Why Orrin Hatch?
I just explained what the difference was. Is 20 years ago, they did not. The big business did not have control of the vitamins. They didn't want anybody else to have control over it. Now they do. 20 years ago, the farmers wanted it. They didn't want the farmers to be in control of it. They wanted the pharmaceuticals to be in control of it.
Well, that's when I say Big Pharma. That's what I'm talking about.
Pharmaceuticals?
Yes, that's what their nickname is. It's Big Pharma.
Okay.
And at that time, 20 years ago, they wanted to take over then.
Got to go. Thanks for your call. We got to take a break, folks. This is Liz Brown. You're on the wake-up call. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me.
Global News Update. Dateline, Washington. A new energy bill will give some $140 billion in tax breaks to profit-making companies in the oil, coal, and utility businesses over the next 10 years. Even though the president has presented the bill as an answer to rising gasoline prices, it will do nothing to reduce the cost of energy in practicality. Here are some of the points in the new legislation. Tax exemptions for deep water wells drilled in the Gulf of Mexico by oil companies that currently pay royalties of some $8 billion a year. More public land to be opened up for natural gas exploration and production. Utilities will get subsidies to construct new nuclear power plants and will also have less restrictions on running their power lines across public lands. Coal companies get government subsidies as well as exemptions from the Clean Water Act and other environmental regulations. The Public Utility Holding Company Act is repealed. This allows for nationwide electricity monopolies. And there are no mandates to increase fuel efficiency of cars and trucks. The controversial part of the bill that would allow for drilling in the Alaska National Wildlife Refuge was removed from this bill, but it's already been passed by the Senate earlier this year as part of the budget resolution. Opponents of the Anwar drilling say the 10 billion barrels of oil estimated to be there amount to about a year's worth of supply, and the environmental damage potential is not worth that risk. Meanwhile, the nation's biggest oil company, ExxonMobil, says it took almost $8 billion worth of profits for the first quarter of this year, and that's up nearly 50% from the same time last year. This is your Wake Up Call Global News Update.
Habitat for Humanity is in need of bottled water and Gatorade to keep volunteers hydrated during their ongoing build. The organization is currently building 20 new homes in the Hillsdale area. Donations can be dropped off between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. every Friday between now and the end of the build on October 22nd. The site is located at the corner of St. Louis Avenue and Edmond Avenue in Hillsdale. For more information, call 314-371-0400. News to you from WGNU.
Akbar Electric, Commercial Industrial Residential, 3737 North Kings Highway, 382-2568. 382-2568. Any and all electrical installation and rehab, basic service installation, light fixtures, dusk to dawn lighting, motion sensors, no job is too big, no job is too small. 35 years of experience. Akbar Electric. Give them a call. 382-2568.
School, church, civic, and other nonprofit organizations often have tight budgets. At WGNU, we understand that and remind you that we can help. If you know of a nonprofit group that would like WGNU to help promote events and ongoing programs free of charge, just send a fax with all the information to our public service department at area code 314-454-6609. Requests must be submitted 2 weeks in advance of any event. WGNU Radio reserves the right to edit or reject any submission because of time constraints and objectionable or commercial content.
I know the place to shop for all your appliance needs. Sears, 3425 Union, Black-owned and Black-operated, Jerome Williams. Sears carries the top six appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% off the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy. So, save yourself a trip. Stop at Sears first and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union, Jerome Williams, 389-9700.
Starting your day with information you can't get anywhere else. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Baby, I know that we got trouble in the bankers warm my cloak was out there, turning away our yields. The train drove by our silo, silver in the rain. We leave our pockets full of nothing but our dreams in the golden grain. Have you seen the folks in line downtown at the station? They're all buying their tickets out and they're talking the great depression. Now our parents had their hard times 50 years ago when they stood out in the...
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. You're on the Wake Up Call. Good morning.
Yes, good morning, Ms. Brown.
Good morning.
Yes, you know, you was talking about the soldiers and things over there in Iraq. And I was thinking about, you know, when we went through military service, you know, they used to have dummies, you know, of the Japanese people or whoever we were fighting. And we would practice them with those people. You know, and that's what Iraq seemed to be for black and brown people here. When our kids go there, they are trained to really to be terrorists back here at home. It's because that's where they're going. They're going, if they get a good, decent job, it'll probably be on the police department. So they already been trained and conditioned their mind. They have a mental problem. Their mind is already on what they have been trained to kill, and that's the dog and black people. It's not white folks. And we know that this have an effect on them. And the next thing, when you was talking about depression and all of this, they wind up on drugs. Anybody that brought up in poverty, they're going to wind up being alcoholics or drug addicts. Not everybody, but the most of them, if they have any type of problem. And the last thing that I just want to say is this, is that once you get these people like that, and people don't even know it and nobody talks about it, but you have from Vietnam vets out there now on in the shelter that gets a check of $2,000 to $3,000 a month. You don't hear people talking about it. It's because these people are aware they are in the drug field. They get their check, they blow their money in one day on drugs. And it's and this is what I see coming back from from Iraq. Is either they going to the police department and work for the institutions, they coming back and hitting the streets and getting on drugs and institutionalize themselves.
Thanks for your call.
Thank you.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. And if you want to toll free long distance me, you can do that at 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. When we come back in the next hour, of course it's time for Looking Black. Of course it's time with Looking Black at the 7 o'clock.
And our guest in the next hour will be Bruce Dixon. He's the associate editor of blackcommentator.com. And he's going to be talking about the 10 worst places for people of African descent to live in America. It's not what you think. It's not what you think. You need to stay with us on that one. Bruce Dixon, associate editor of blackcommentator.com, joining us in the next hour. I want to say this. Perhaps the unwillingness to share the record about Roberts may turn out to be a huge problem. The White House said yesterday that we've looked at the tax returns of Roberts, who wants to be a Supreme Court justice. We don't think that there's anything on there that y'all need to see, and we're not going to give them to you. We're not going to give them to you. Democratic senators have continued pressing the administration for their records, saying that they fear that there would not be enough time to review them unless the White House moves promptly. The White House aides have been dismissive. Arlen Specter, referring to a letter that the Democrats sent to Bush this week complaining about the withholding of the document, said, "I'm not critical of the letter. I think it is perfectly appropriate." White House Secretary Scott McClellan said that Roberts gave his federal returns for the past 3 years to the White House counsel. The attorneys there were vetting him. Asked if the returns would be made available to Senate investigators, as they have been for previous high court nominees, he said there just hasn't been a request at this point. Yesterday, the Judiciary Democrats stopped short of making such a request, but they expressed surprise with revelations that the Bush administration had dropped the practice of routinely collecting and reviewing tax returns for nominees to all federal courts. So, let me get this straight. This administration is not even looking at this stuff, and then when other folks ask to look at it, they say, "You don't need to see it." How many times do you think that if they want you, that they look at your tax returns? It's up to the Democrats to fight this. It's up to the Democrats to fight this. The Washington Post reported yesterday that the administration would not seek his tax returns, instead settling for a tax check. Senator Patrick Leahy, Democrat on the Judiciary Committee, in fact, the ranking Democrat, said the reason why we want to look at his documents is because these documents would provide a practical sense of how, when, and why politics and the law intersect for him. And they are constructing a targeted catalog of documents rather than making blanket requests. They're still fighting over whether to start his confirmation hearings just before or just after Labor Day. The Judiciary Committee sent a questionnaire to Roberts this week. Members said the instructions include, "Please discuss your views on the following criticism involving judicial activism. The role of the federal judiciary has become a target for both the popular and academic criticism that alleges such that the judicial branch has usurped many of the prerogatives of other branch and levels of government." And by the way, even though Scotty McClellan has said that there hasn't been a request, on Tuesday, Patrick Leahy and 7 other Democrats formally asked Bush to provide specific documents on John Roberts. We have much, much, much to talk about. We're going to get some of it done in the next hour by talking to Bruce Dixon, associate editor of blackcommentator.com. We're doing Looking Black. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. We'll be back. Stay with us.
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg for power. Nobody.
jail tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress has been made. If you take a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, how can you listen?
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory.
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis. 920 on your AM dial.
The latest from ABC News. I'm Karen Chase. A major police operation is underway at this hour in London in connection with the transit bombings, including several significant arrests. The BBC is reporting one of the men has been taken into custody in protective clothing, that the bomb squad has been called in, and that a neighborhood has been cordoned off and evacuated. Reuters is reporting that at least one of the suspects, is a suspected bomber. In a major political reversal, Senate Republican leader Bill Frist is announcing he's now pushing for expanded federal funding for stem cell research.
I'll be going to the floor of the Senate here in a couple of hours to really outline my convictions as a physician, as a healer, as well as a policymaker, and that is that this research is promising, embryonic stem cell research as well as adult stem cell research.
In an exclusive interview on ABC's Good Morning America, Frist was asked about whether this would set up a showdown with President Bush, who opposes expanded research.
It can be promoted, and now is the time to expand the president's policy because it's promising research, but it must be done in a way that is ethically considerate, that respects the dignity of human life.
Frist says this is not about politics, it's about policy. Space Shuttle Commander Eileen Collins says it doesn't look like Discovery was too badly damaged by foam that flew off the fuel tank on liftoff.
The orbiter itself has no significant damage, so I'm not really concerned about that right now. But we'll know for sure by the end of today or by tomorrow.
Astronauts will use the new laser attachment on the shuttle's robot arm to more extensively inspect the impact. NASA says it probably won't jeopardize or delay the crew's return to Earth. Search teams in Aruba are now searching a landfill for signs of missing Alabama teenager Natalie Holloway. Meanwhile, authorities say DNA testing shows a blonde hair found on a piece of duct tape was not hers. All you need is $1 million if you want to own John Lennon's handwritten lyrics for All You Need Is Love. The manuscript was sold at auction yesterday in London for $1.75 million. This is ABC News.
For the first time ever on ABC, it's the CMA Music Festival, the only event where you can get up close and personal with your favorite country music stars. With amazing performances by Vic and Rich, Dolly Parton, Rascal Flatts, Trisha Yearwood, and many more. The CMA Music Festival, your front row seat to country music's biggest party.
It's the Super Bowl, the World Cup, it's the World Series of country music.
Tuesday, August 2nd at 9, 8 Central, only on ABC.
This Walmart opening has made a difference to a lot of people because this was a community that did need jobs.
When you lose your job, you're lost.
Walmart provided 450 jobs.
I think we really changed some lives when we opened this store.
And I'm glad to see that it happened here in Gaston.
Now that we've built this place from the ground up, it's much closer to our hearts.
It gives us a real good sense of the future. Walmart will be there.
This is the store we needed as much as it needed us.
The Senate is about to pass a measure that could give you what you've probably asked for more than once. More daylight hours. ABC's Alex Stone says an energy bill includes some.
The time change is supposed to save energy because people would have more daylight in the evening and not have to turn on lights. These commuters say, good idea.
When you get home, it's still daytime. You know, you can play with your kids.
We'll give people more time to be out and spend more money.
An even longer extension of daylight saving time was on the table, but it was scaled back after airlines complained it would mess up flight schedules. Alex Stone, ABC News.
It's an idle inquiry. American Idol has hired an independent counsel to investigate celebrity judge Paula Abdul. Producers have questioned her and former contestant Corey Clark to find out if the two really did have an affair, as Clark has claimed. Fox Entertainment won't say whether Abdul will be fired if it's true, but they say credibility is important, and they take allegations against the show seriously. I'm Karen Chase, ABC News.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brian Meyer with your WGNU news update for the 7 o'clock hour. In the news this Friday, a 14-year-old boy is dead, and St. Louis police believe another 14-year-old shot him. The victim was shot in the head yesterday afternoon during an argument in the 5600 block of Acme. He was pronounced dead at a hospital a short time later. Witnesses tell police the suspect fled on foot. The Central American Free Trade Agreement can work. That's what Missouri Governor Matt Blunt says about the recently passed legislation supporters say will foster democratic reforms in Central America. Blunt claims he believes free trade agreements are successful if they're done right. Critics say CAFTA will cause significant job losses in the U.S. The House narrowly approved CAFTA earlier this week. President Bush is expected to sign the legislation. The St. Louis County Police Department is trying to cut crime in rental complexes. The department is holding a crime-free multi-housing program designed to decrease crime in multi-housing areas and to explain the rights of landlords and property managers. Carol Ballard, the president of the St. Louis Apartment Association, says that no matter where you go, crime is going to happen.
There are different problems in North County versus South County, West County, but there is criminal activity in almost every community in St. Louis. This program should enlighten all of the employees of a community what they can do to reduce criminal activity in their community.
This program is the first of its kind held in St. Louis County. Police hope to teach landlords about such things as evictions, rental agreements, and drug identification. Finally this hour, the Cardinals make the short trek up the West Coast to Los Angeles, where they begin a three-game set with the Dodgers this evening. Matt Morris starts for the Cards, having lost two of his last three outings, but he is 11-3 with a 3.42 ERA this season. On the mound for the Dodgers will be Brad Penny, who is 5-6 with a 3.54 earned run average. The Redbirds took 3 of 4 from the Dodgers earlier this season at Busch Stadium, including a win over Penny. Tomorrow's matchup pits Jeff Supon against Derek Lowe, while Sunday's finale features a pair of left-handers in Mark Mulder and Odalis Perez. First pitch tonight is scheduled for 9:40. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by your Chrysler dealers. Employee pricing is a good idea, but with vehicles like this, it's pure genius. Now everyone gets the employee discount plus generous cash allowances on select models. See your participating Chrysler dealer for details. That's your look at local news for the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Tropicana Pure Premium Orange Juice. 21 southbound at Route MM. There's a report of an accident blocking the left lane. The traffic is light around that area at this hour. Eastbound 70 at Earth City Expressway. Look for cleared wood road debris from there, but there might be a slight slowdown. Eastbound 70 from 94 to the Blanchet Bridge. Major road construction, only two left lanes are getting by at this hour. Traffic is slow from 94 all the way to 5th Street. Northbound 55 between Butler Hill and Holly Hills, no problems to report. Eastbound 44 from Bowles to Guyer, look for normal traffic this hour. Eastbound 40 at Lindbergh, look for very heavy volume already in your 7 a.m. commute. Northbound 270 from Tesson Ferry to Big Bend, look for everything to be on the move. Westbound 270 from Bell Fountain to Washington Elizabeth, expect normal traffic in your 7 a.m. commute there. Westbound 255 from Jefferson Barracks Bridge all the way to Lindbergh, look for no problems to report. And your bridge approaches look like this. Westbound 5570 from 3rd Street on the Poplar Street Bridge, you have stop-and-go traffic this hour. Westbound 64 at 5570 split, look for no problems to report there. And northbound Route 3, those approaches on the Poplar Street Bridge are very heavy at this hour. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the Illinois Bank all the way onto Laclede's Landing, look for heavy volume there as well. Southbound McKelvey at Dorset, there's a disabled bus and the right lane is blocked. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Tropicana Pure Premium Orange Juice. Empty every glass of Tropicana is a good source of heart-healthy potassium, so drink up and have a Tropicana morning. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Mostly sunny today, high in the upper 80s. This evening, mostly clear with a low in the upper 60s. Saturday, partly cloudy with a high near 90. Saturday evening, partly cloudy with a low around 70. And Sunday, partly cloudy skies once again with a high in the lower 90s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 70 degrees under mostly clear skies. Lambert Field is reporting 67 and mostly clear as well. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
This week's edition of Looking Black, a review of issues that have impacted your life this week and where they may take us next, from differing perspectives. Here's Liz Brown and our guest journalists for this week.
Welcome to Looking Black. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 1-877 is my long-distance toll-free number. Do not forget, we broadcast live every day, every morning, on the World Wide Web from Xenia to Zimbabwe at www.wgnu.net. And LizBrown.com launches August 1st. You don't want to miss that. And don't forget that our show, The Wake Up Call, is archived daily at WhiteRoseSociety.org. That's WhiteRoseSociety.org. Those are my digits. You need to handle your business. Our guest this morning he is the associate editor of BlackCommentator.com. He has written a fascinating, troubling stressful article. The 10 worst places to be black. And the components of this article take us to a whole lot of different places. And I think that the journey that this article takes you on is not one that you have taken before. It's a whole new way of looking at things. How do we evaluate? My guest, Bruce Dixon, he's joining us this morning from Atlanta, Georgia. Bruce, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ms. Brown.
How are you?
I'm doing better than a whole lot of folks. How about yourself?
All right, I'm outstanding, Bruce. Truth be told, I'm outstanding.
I believe that.
All right, now. I've been studying over the article that you wrote, the cover story in blackcommentator.com, the 10 worst places to be. Bruce, can you kind of just start with the reason, where did this article come from? What pushed you to this place?
Well, we're all full of 10 worst and 50, 10 best, 50 best this and 10 best that. And one of those that we're all the most familiar with is BE's 10 Best Cities for Black Americans to Live.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at that one day, and Glenn Ford also looked at it, and we thought, well, gee, what does this have to do with the way people actually live?
And what's the this you're talking about?
Well, what do the indexes of the, let's say, there's a publication called Black Enterprise that everybody's familiar with that puts mm-hmm. out a list of the 10 best cities for African Americans to live.
Mm-hmm.
And in that article, they deal with how they got their 10 best. And when we looked at the criteria that they used, the question that popped up is, what does this have to do with the way people we actually know live?
Mm-hmm.
And the answer was, not much. You know, so if you were going to look for where the highest unemployment was, if you were going to look for where the highest child poverty rates were, where the lowest educational attainment levels were, where the lowest civic participation was, there happens to be a very easy handle and a very easy way to get a hold of that. Lots of criminologists and sociologists lately have done work that indicates that large numbers of people in the prison systems are being taken from our communities and discharged back into those same communities. We've got a policy of mass incarceration of black people that is a recent development, and it's a recent national public policy.
So so if I'm getting what you're saying straight, you're talking about that things that Black Enterprise looks at, like family income, home ownership, life expectancy, education level, those are the things that we shouldn't be looking at, or the things that we should be, or that those don't really tell the truth about the state of people of African descent?
Well, actually, among the indices that they use are fuzzy things like they use those things that you just described, but they also use the prevalence of business opportunities, the entrepreneurial climate in your city. They count the black elected officials. They count the black businesses. And I guess that is relevant, but there's a large number of us who are slipping off the charts here. The United States has less than 5% of the world's people, but we have 25% of the prisoners. Half those prisoners come from the one-eighth of our country that is black. That means that something like one out of every 8 or 10 prisoners in the world is a black American. And we're less than, what, half of 1% of the world? So there's something deeply, deeply wrong there. And, of course, lots of us are making it okay. You might be doing okay. I might be doing okay. Most of us, though, are not much more than a paycheck or two away from something awful. And a large, large number of our people are in very, very dire straits right now. I'm 55 years old, and when I was 20 years old in Illinois, right across the river from you, there were 7,000 prisoners in the prison system. Right now there are 53,000 prisoners in Illinois' prison systems. Crime is not multiplied 7 times, and we're not 7 times as safe.
Mm.
There's a new national policy of locking up black people. It's just that simple.
And one of the things that your article, 10 Worst Places to Be Black, talks about is the thing that a lot of people don't don't put into context or don't focus on enough is what a felony conviction predicts. What kind of life you're going to have with a felony conviction.
Yeah, that's a fact. People who come out with a felony conviction, even if they've got a college degree, can't rent an apartment down here in Georgia.
You can't rent an apartment if you have a felony?
You can't rent an apartment. You've got to have somebody else do that for you.
You can't rent an apartment if you have a felony conviction?
Yeah, that's a fact. I've got people in my family with that situation. Okay? There are lots of employers that do what... Everyone knows that employers do background checks. Landlords do background checks now, too. And if they find a felony conviction in there, then you're just not going to get the apartment. You know, it's just not going to happen for you. A felony conviction is a mark on you that, due to your new information technology stuff here, is going to follow you around. There are lots of jobs that you are banned from for no good reason.
For life.
For life. In the article, I think we've got a link to a study by one sociologist, Dr. Paul Street of the Chicago Urban League, who did a very, very detailed study of about 15 census tracts in the Chicago area. And it turns out that a large, large number of all of Illinois prison inmates come from Chicago, and they come from just a few of the poorest black communities. And they're discharged back into those same communities. In lots of inner city communities, and I'm sure there are communities like this in St. Louis, you've got up to half the young men with felony convictions. And what does that do to family formation in a neighborhood like that? These guys can't get jobs, and if they do get jobs, they're consigned to the very edges of the labor market, poverty-level wages, and insecure employment. What does that do to family formation? What does that do to their educational prospects? One of the very first things our first black president, Bill Clinton, did was he ended Pell Grants for prisoners nationwide. You know, there are no post-high school education programs for prisoners anymore. None. So this is what we're getting. If you want to find out where we're living the worst at, what you do is you look for where the most prisoners are and the communities into which the most prisoners are discharged into. That's where you're going to find the highest teen birth rates. That's where you're going to find the highest unemployment. That's where you're going to find the highest child poverty.
And where you're going to find the worst health indicators, where you're going to find the worst health, the people with the most health needs.
So that's how we made this list. We just calculated the rate at which black people were imprisoned throughout the United States, and Wisconsin came out number one. In Wisconsin...
Wait a minute. Wisconsin is one of the whitest states in America.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. The black population is only 304,000, but they make up way more than half the prisoners.
Half of the prisoners in the Wisconsin prison system are people of African descent.
Yeah, and they're 5%. The same is true in Oregon, which is, I think, our number 8 state on there. In Oregon... blacks are 1.7% of the population, and they're 45% of the prisoners.
Well, some people would make the argument that, that's just how black people are. You know, that it makes sense that if you commit the crime, that's why you're in jail.
Well, there's two answers to that. The first answer is just statistical and numerical, and it's just silly that. If you want to suggest that black people commit crimes at 8 or 9 or 10 times the rate of white people, the evidence just doesn't support that. The U.S. Department of Justice says that the rate of drug use is about the same for blacks and whites. But yet and still, blacks are policed, blacks are arrested, blacks are sentenced, and blacks are prosecuted at a rate far, far different from whites. An interesting way to think about it, Liz, is to think of it this way. The victims of violent crime seek out the police and report the crime. But what about the victims of a drug transaction? Do they seek out the police? Of course not. The police have to decide in advance where they're going to set up their surveillance. They have to decide which kinds of pedestrians and motorists they're going to surveil, who they're going to set up a sting operation on. They've decided the profile of the guilty person in advance.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just the way it's done here.
The other state that just makes your jaw drop is Iowa.
Yeah, my folks came from Iowa. I'm from Chicago originally, but my mom was born in Davenport, Iowa, and my dad was one of a tribe of black farmers who used to live in northwest Iowa. Not many of them left now. But it seems that across the board, the worst states in terms of this indicator are in the north, all of them.
Hmm.
And so we've got Wisconsin, Iowa. The only exception, of course, is what I call the planet Texas. Because Texas is a world unto itself.
And talk to us about why Texas is, I mean, we only have an hour, so let's narrow it down to just this one issue. Why is Texas the worst?
Well, Texas is the third worst.
Third
and
worst.
It's definitely the worst in the South. In Texas, Texas has the second highest number of black people in the nation, about 2 million and change. And but the difference is, though, that Texas locks up, 3 1/3% of all its black people, as opposed to Wisconsin's 4%. Oh, and think of this, 3% like Texas locks up, that's one out of every 33 people, young, old, of both sexes, children, old people. But anyway, the difference with Texas is, and with the entire South, is that in the South, they actually lock up some white people, too. They lock up white people at about double the rate of states like Illinois and Missouri.
Why is that?
What's your
guess on what's your conclusion on why that is?
Well, I'm guessing, and this can only be a guess here because this isn't a subject study here. Is that my guess is that rich people don't go to jail, so we're talking about poor people. And
Illinois has poor white people too.
Yeah, and so I guess that just means that the South is a worse place to be poor than the North, even if you're not black.
Mm. Mm.
That's as close and succinct as I can get, California turns out to be one of the 10 worst places to be black also.
It's number 9.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. Their incarceration rate is nearly 3%. Oh, and by the way, Liz, none of these state incarceration rates that I'm giving include the federal incarceration rate.
And why is that?
Well, because the data for the federal incarceration rate is packaged differently. It would have taken a bit more research and a bit more time than we had for the deadline of this article to integrate federal statistics into this. But if we had integrated federal stats into this, then all the numbers would be higher. It does seem, what we have not been able to get at right now is the state of origin of all the federal inmates sentenced. If we could guess what state they came from, then we could have integrated this into there, but we couldn't do that.
And federal numbers are, it has to make it worse.
Yes, it does have to make it worse. The biggest state prison system in the country is the state of Texas. Oh, which is also real interesting because Texas is number 2 in population. It's got about 1/3 less people than California. I think Texas has got 21 million people. California's got 35 or 36 million people. But Texas has more prisoners. Texas has about 168,000 prisoners. The federal system right now has a little over 170,000 prisoners. And just over half of them are black.
You did a dishonorable mention, too.
Yeah, the dishonorable mention category is reserved for 5 states, once again, all northern states, that have huge disparities between the way they lock up their black and their white citizens.
When you say disparity, what do you mean?
Disparity means difference.
Mm-hmm.
In the state of New Jersey and in the states of New Jersey, Connecticut, and Minnesota, they lock up proportionately 13 times as many blacks as they do whites. What's up with that?
Mm. But wait a minute, but Christy Todd Whitman told us that there was no profiling going on in the highways of New Jersey.
Yeah.
While she was standing there,
from you guys too. So,
yeah.
They said the same thing in Illinois too, didn't they?
Yes, they did. Yes, they did. 13.15 to 1.
13.15 to 1. really one of the interesting ways we've found, we've done a little bit of extra digging into this stuff since this article was published, and one of the things that we found in some of these states like Iowa and Minnesota, Iowa and Minnesota and Wisconsin, they have a large number of people who are given community corrections. And our guess, now I haven't been able to get, I've got some community corrections data for Minnesota that I'm not finished crunching here, but it does look like the overwhelming majority of whites who come into the system, who come into the criminal justice system in states like Iowa and Minnesota, get what they call community corrections, community service of some kind, probation of some kind, and it looks like blacks at a far, far, far greater rate get prison.
So community corrections means no felony.
Yeah, well, community corrections, yes.
If they walk their
probation, no felony, yeah. And it means no bars on the window.
You
get to go home and see your family tonight.
We're going to take a break, folks. We're talking to the associate editor for BlackCommentator.com, Bruce Dixon. He's joining us from Atlanta, Georgia. This is Looking Black. I'm Liz Brown. Stay with us.
Find me an angel who will set me free. My heart's without a home. I don't want to be alone. I gotta find me an angel in my life.
Good morning, St. Louis. 30 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. We'll look at the Sowers traffic and weather. Sowers traffic is sponsored by Chrysler Dealers. Southbound 55 at Richardson Road, that off-ramp is reopened after an earlier stall. Westbound 40 between Hanley and 170, that accident is on the right shoulder. There's a brief slowdown at this hour. Eastbound 70 between 94 and the Blanchett Bridge, major road construction has two left lanes closed, and traffic is slow from 94 all the way to 5th Street. Northbound 55 between 270 and 4500 South Broadway, no problems to report there. Eastbound 44 between the Chrysler plant all the way into Sappington, no problems to look at there. Eastbound 40 from 270 to Hanley, traffic is lighter than normal this hour. Northbound 270 at Sappington and Manchester, look for everything to be running smoothly. Westbound 270 from New Halls Ferry to 170, expect normal traffic. Eastbound 40 is heavy from Maryville Center to Mason. Westbound 70 from 3rd Street to the Poplar Street Bridge. Those approaches are stop and go this hour. Westbound 64 to 5570 split, look for normal traffic. Northbound Illinois Route 3 at the Poplar Street Bridge. Those approaches onto the bridge are stop and go at times. Westbound Kingbridge from the Illinois Bank, look for heavy volume this hour. And that is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Chrysler Dealers. Employee pricing is a good idea, but with vehicles like this, it's pure genius. Now everyone gets the employee discount plus generous cash allowances on select models. See your participating Chrysler dealer for details. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Sunday for today. Mostly sunny, high in the upper 80s. This evening mostly clear with a low in the upper 60s. Saturday partly cloudy with a high near 90. Saturday evening partly cloudy with a low around 70. And Sunday partly cloudy skies, a high in the lower 90s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, under mostly clear skies with some haze, we have 70 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 67 and clear skies as well. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call, Looking Black. We'll return right after these messages.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-376-9913.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. Our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for thousands of our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
According to IRS statistics, the average settlement for accepted offers and compromise was between 12 and 15 cents per tax dollar owed, which means you could qualify to reduce your tax debt by as much as 85%. If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-376-9913. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-376-9913. That's 800-376-9913.
Congratulations. You found Radio Free St. Louis at AM 920 WGNU. Also online at WGNU.net.
And now, today's diary entry from the Girl Blog from Iraq.
Friday, October 31st, 2003. Several orchards in Dulaya are being cut down. Except it's not only Dulaya, it's also Bukuba, the outskirts of Baghdad, and several other areas. The trees are bulldozed and trampled beneath heavy machinery. We see the residents and keepers of these orchards begging the troops to spare the trees, holding up crushed branches, leaves, and fruit not yet ripe from the ground littered with the green massacre. The faces of the farmers are crushed and amazed at the atrocity. I remember one wrinkled face holding up four oranges from the ground, still green, our citrus fruit ripens in the winter, and screaming at the camera, "Is this freedom? Is this democracy?" And his son, who was about 10, stood there with tears of rage streaming down his cheeks and quietly said, "We want 5 troops dead for each tree they cut down. 5 troops." A terrorist, perhaps? Or a terrorized child who had to watch his family's future hacked down in the name of democracy and freedom?
Riverbend, the girl blog from Iraq, was a computer programmer before the war. Not anymore. In her diary of the occupation, she describes daily the new, confined way of life, especially for women amid the mayhem.
Are you ready to step out? Are you ready to put those dancing shoes on? Are you ready to listen to the music that made America swing? Then you're ready for Swing Time. Goldie's Music has compiled over 40 of the best of the big band era dance songs in a 3-CD set called Swing Time. Enjoy Glenn Miller, Tommy Dorsey, Duke Ellington, Woody Herman, Benny Goodman, Count Basie, Artie Shaw, Les Brown, Sammy Kaye, Stan Kenton, and many, many more. All songs have been digitally remastered for the highest quality and sound. Keep the party swinging with Swing Time. This collection of masterpieces is not available in any store. Here's how to order.
Call 1-800-577-3995. That's 1-800-577-3995. 1-800-577-3995.
Swing Time makes a great gift.
A voice for those that should be heard. This is the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Sometimes I wonder just what am I fighting for? I win some battles, but I always lose the war. I keep right on stumbling, and there's no man's land out here, but I know. Yes, I know there must be a better world somewhere.
Looking Black, the week in review, the week ahead, in differing perspectives, with Liz Brown.
Welcome back, welcome back. Our guest this week is Bruce Dixon, Associate Editor, BlackCommentator.com. He's joining us from Atlanta, Georgia. Bruce, I want to get to a caller or two here.
Yes, ma'am.
Representative Charles Quincy Troop, good morning.
Good morning, Liz, and good
Bruce.
Morning, Bruce.
Yes.
Hey, good morning, Representative. I was listening to your stats and your comments. And in another life, I was chairman of Appropriations Corrections. And I looked at the numbers as you've looked at them. And in Texas, we had prisoners that were stationed in Rosario, Texas, doing that scandal, how they was abusing the prisons. And that caused me to look at the prison industry. And it is an industry, and it's at least a $200 billion industry in the state of Missouri, where you have prisons for profit. And the number one growth industry in the United States is corrections, has been corrections for the last 6 or 7 years.
We think that in sheer size, Representative, that it might be the third largest domestic industry after health care and education.
That would be fair.
Yeah.
So
it wouldn't be fair, but it might be right.
No, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Let me just refer. That might be conservative.
Yeah.
but what I was trying to say is, what are you going to do with all of these prisons? You know, I think we're only a court decision away from allowing private industry to go into the prisons and take over the prison industries that you have already in the prisons and work inmates for. I think right now they get about 23 cents or 2 cents something an hour or something, or some ridiculous amount. And that is the only way the United States is going to be able to compete with NAFTA, the Uruguay round, or the other one that Liz was talking about.
CAFTA.
With a cheap source of labor. Right now they're saying that prisons are going to have to pay for it. Health care, all of the other stuff is, and we're just a matter of a court decision away from that. And then the end result is, as you was indicating earlier, what happened to marriage eligible black males, which means what happened to the black family structure, what happened to the children, how do you protect the community when the young men who are supposed to be protecting the community are in jail? And I'm just going to give you the numbers in Missouri. The last time I checked, black women was 4.8% of the population in the state in the 2000 census. But there was, at that time, about 40% of the prison population. Black males were 4.4%, and they was almost 52% of the population at that time. So I would say right now black women are in this state and in every other state that I've looked at the numbers, they are the fastest growing population in the prison system of any group in this country.
That's true in the federal system, too, as a matter of fact.
And Quincy, I'm going to have to let you go because
okay.
I'm going to let Bruce comment on what you said. Thank you so much.
What we really need to focus on here, even the worst state here, Wisconsin, isn't much worse than the 30th worst. There's only about a percentage point and a half that separates them. What these figures show is that this is truly a national policy, and we've got to focus on it as a people, that we've got to turn around this national policy. It isn't something that just came down from the heavens. It isn't something that's always been this way. As I said, I'm 55 years old. All this has happened since I've been a grown adult. This has happened, you know, I mean, people of my generation, and I was out here doing movement stuff in 68 and 69 and 70, people of my generation, we've been celebrating our victories and how we stood up and fought the power and all this other good stuff, but all this has happened since we've been grown. This awful tragedy has overtaken our youth, and it's not a tragedy of just of our own making. This is public policy, and we as Americans and as grown-up human beings have to know that we can get a hold of public policy. Public policy is something that we can change.
And so how do we change that? The normal way or the familiar way or the historical way of change comes from within the African community comes from movements. Is a movement something that is going to address this issue?
That's the only thing that can change it. That's the only way that this country got, as you know, and as many of your readers and listeners know, that's the only way we got Social Security and retirement pensions and all the rest of this.
But how do we wrap the PR campaign around this when NAACP says we're not going to go to Georgia because they're flying the Confederate flag, but they hold conventions in Wisconsin or Milwaukee?
Well, the first thing we've got to do is we've got to look at the fact that right now this is a tragedy that's overtaken our youth. And a lot of the people who are supposed to be our spokespeople and our leaders on this issue, they've just gone somewhere else. We've failed our youth here. And until we figure out how to frame this and how to build this mass movement that addresses this issue, we don't deserve the political allegiance of our youth until we figure that one out.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You're on the Looking Black.
Yes, good morning, lady from the East Side, and good morning to your guest.
Bruce Dixon.
I just wanted to add, is there something that our leaders or young lawyers and paralegals can do to come together to try to get more expungency done on our people records, because people are unjustly given felony records?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thanks for your call.
Yeah, that's a good point, too, is that with information technology nowadays, these records follow you around. In a subsequent Black Commentator article, I did a thing. Let me see, what was the name of that one? Anyway, it's up on there. If you go to the Black Commentator website and search for my articles, it'll be on there. There are a set of policy recommendations that we talk about that might help. One of them would be if I build a road into the woods somewhere, I've got to do what's called an environmental impact statement.
Mm-hmm.
Well, some criminologists have suggested that we need to have ethnic impact statements for sentencing legislation. If you had to pass a new piece of sentencing legislation, and you had to say, well, I think it's going to lock up this many blacks and this many whites over the first 2 years, and then at the end of that 2 years, you had to revisit it, and if it didn't meet what you said, you had to throw out that legislation or sunset that legislation, I think that'd be progress.
That's fabulous. That is a fabulous idea. When we have to take a break, my name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. I am talking to this. Of course, this is Friday, so this would be Looking Black part of the Wake Up Call. I am talking to Bruce Dixon, associate editor, blackcommentator.com. He's joining us from Atlanta, Georgia. That's a fabulous idea. I'll be back.
Each and every day, 'cause honey, nothing, nothing can ever change this love I have for you. Oh, make me weep, and you can make me cry, see me coming. And you can pass me by, but honey, nothing, nothing can ever change this love I have for you.
Before you go to the movies, go to Radio Free St. Louis. Find out what's worth seeing and what's not worth the bother. Join Dave Lenahan and Mark Glass for What's Good New at the Movies, a regular feature of Today's Solutions, Friday afternoons at 4:10 on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU. Also online at www.blacktie-stlewis.com.
School, church, civic, and other nonprofit organizations often have tight budgets. At WGNU, we understand that and remind you that we can help. If you know of a nonprofit group that would like WGNU to help promote events and ongoing programs free of charge, just send a fax with all the information to our public service department at area code 314-454-6609. Requests must be submitted 2 weeks in advance of any event. WGNU Radio reserves the right to edit or reject any submission because of time constraints and objectionable or commercial content.
This is your wake-up call global news update. Dateline Bombay. The capital of India was inundated by the strongest monsoon rains ever recorded yesterday. Some 37 inches of rain were reported, causing disastrous flooding. At least 200 people have died around Bombay, some by drowning, some crushed by falling buildings, and some by electrocution. Highways have been washed away and the city's airports have been shut down. Traffic is at a standstill all around Bombay, and at least 150,000 people were reported trapped in public transportation stations. The monsoon season began June 1st, and so far this year nearly 700 people have died because of the heavy seasonal rains. And Dateline Belfast. The Irish Republican Army yesterday called an end to 35 years of struggle against British rule. A recording released yesterday by a top IRA official said there has been a formal ordered end to the armed campaign, and all members are instructed to disarm as quickly as possible. It is also calling on its members to use political and democratic channels to continue seeking reforms. The Catholic paramilitary group began operations in Belfast in 1969 in an effort of abolishing Northern Ireland as a Protestant corner of the UK. Over 3,500 people have been killed since then. This announcement comes after 2 years of diplomacy between the IRA and its political ally Sinn Féin and the world community as a whole. This is your wake-up call, Global News Update.
I know the place to shop for all your appliance needs. Sears, 3425 Union, black-owned and black-operated, Jerome Williams. Sears carries the top six appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% off the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy. So, save yourself a trip. Stop at Sears first and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union, Jerome Williams, 389-9700.
It's the information you need to know about but can't find anywhere else on the dial. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown. Looking Black, the week in review, the week ahead, in differing perspectives with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to Looking Black. I'm talking to Bruce Dixon, associate editor, blackcommentator.com. He's joining us from Atlanta, Georgia. Bruce, welcome back.
Hey there.
And so when we talk about this movement to change this, to address this, to frame this even, that doesn't fit into what we have available to us right now, does it?
I suppose. Well, it fits into the opportunities we have.
Yeah.
It doesn't fit into the way our leaders have been leading us. But
because when we go back to where we started with how Black Enterprises evaluates us.
Well, let's be frank about it. There are we're always told that there's a generational divide. I kind of suspect that kind of stuff myself. But what there really is in our communities is there is a class divide.
Mm-hmm.
Some of us are doing very well, thank you, and lots more of us are hanging on as best we can. I'm in that category. You may be in that category. Well, no, you're probably in the doing very well, thank you category. But a whole lot of us are in the just barely hanging on or not doing well at all category. And that's just a fact. And, you know, Black Enterprise, God bless them, they speak for who they speak for. But it's just not all of us. And it may not even be the majority of us. If one out of every three young Black men is on his way to a prison cell, then I would venture to say that for their families and their close friends and their cohort, the Black Enterprise Index, you know, which talks about entrepreneurial opportunities and counts the Black elected officials, isn't very relevant.
And particularly when you evaluate the state of Black politics, as Black Commentator does so well, with a growing trend within the community of African descent and black politicians, we have people coming from black states that are voting for legislation that has nothing to do with their constituents.
And some legislation that outright harms their constituents.
Yes.
CAFTA passed by either one or two votes.
Two. And Meeks voted for.
And Ed Towns also. So
yes.
two votes from the Black Hawks.
Yes.
Gave
yes.
us CAFTA.
Yes.
And as if 10 years of NAFTA wasn't enough.
Wasn't
an object
proof.
Lesson for these folks.
It blows my mind.
But what you have here is you have a kind of a tag team, okay? Ed Towns and Greg Meeks did that. That allowed David Scott from Atlanta down here and what's that guy in Memphis, Harold Ford, to tag out. And just, you know, so this is just the
so
way that, it is.
So Harold, they all got together. Harold Ford wanted to vote for it. His heart was in it. But he got to tag out on that one.
Exactly. So that's what we got is we got a tag team. And so they sent these other two ringers in there. See, but what we've got to do is we've got to get away from that kind of black politics. What we've got to have is we've got to have a mass movement. Now, mass movements are not elections. Okay, but mass movements can use political campaigns. We envisioned at Black Commentator that a mass movement to turn this nasty, awful, racist public policy of mass incarceration around has to do several things. One of them is it has to educate people. It has to educate black and white people about the fact that our nation's crime control policies are not results-oriented. They are based on myths. And myths are powerful because nobody examines them. We've increased the prison population 6 or 7 times, but we're not 6 or 7 times as safe, and crime didn't go up 6 or 7 times. So where's the results orientation for that? You know, the other thing that we've got to get a hold of is we've got to get a hold of, we as black people have to get a hold of, is we are too fatalistic. Like I said again, I'm only 55 years old, but people who were my grandparents, imagine that some of my grandparents and some of my great-grandparents' generation might have accepted segregation temporarily as, well, just the way it is. We just have to work within it. And right now, a lot of our people have accepted this one out of every three young black men on the way to jail stuff as, well, that's just the way it is. That's just a trap that's out there that we got to avoid, and that's just justice, and that's just the way we are and the way it is. Well, it's not, and it doesn't have to be. And it's just not. We've got to shake that off, too. We have to call this policy what it is. It's a policy of mass incarceration of black youth. And, you know, we've got to make the growth of the crime control industry our number one political issue.
And when we talk about the growth of this industry, there are so many policies that are attached to it that, again, like you said, have happened in the last few years. This whole the crack cocaine disparity. All we have to do is look at what is happening to meth. We don't see the same type of incarceration rate for people that do a drug that crack never thought about being.
Yeah, and that's a drug you can make in your bathtub.
There you go.
Sakes.
There you go.
So,
and they do.
Yeah. Well, from what I understand, though, meth is beginning to spread in the black community too. So, God knows, we've got our work cut out for us here.
Mm.
You know, but what we've got to do is we've got to make this our number one issue. If we had people who ran for office who didn't care as much about winning as they did about pushing this issue and about long-term policy change. For instance, people who, let's say if you had a candidate for, I don't know, what have they got, state's attorneys there or district attorneys in St. Louis?
We have circuit attorneys.
Okay, circuit attorneys. If you had a circuit attorneys candidate who said, well, I'm going to make a commitment that I'm going to reduce and eliminate disparities in prosecution and imprisonment in my jurisdiction if you vote for me. I'm going to never lock up kids with adults. I'm going to, you know, try to get the parole systems refocused on reintegrating people. Okay, that would turn out a whole lot of black people who normally don't take any notice of this election, who normally don't take any notice of electoral processes. You'd have grandmothers who right now work in many of our churches. Many of our churches, by the way, I haven't said this, many of our churches right now have their own community programs where they try to minister to prisoners and where they try to do a little bit of one-on-one in reintegrating prisoners. And that's a great thing. That's a worthy thing and a wonderful thing. But we've got to hook them up with the young folks who right now don't have any political aspirations, and that's just one way to do it.
And I want to thank you so much, Bruce Dixon, Associate Editor, BlackCommentator.com. Where can people find your article and all your articles?
They can find all my articles and one of yours, too, I just saw. You do great work, by the way.
Thank you.
Is at www.BlackCommentator.com.
Bruce Dixon, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And you have a great weekend.
Same to you, Liz.
All right. Thanks, Bruce. Listen, folks, Liz Brown, a wake-up call. We'll be back in the next hour. Stay with us.
Please do not beg for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you. The people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution.
Not everyone is sharing.
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis. 920 on your AM dial.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Karen Chase. Witnesses heard explosions and machine gun fire as British police raided several homes in a major anti-terror sweep still underway in London's West End.
There was an almighty bang. It shook the street and the houses.
ABC's Jim Sciutto is near the Tony Notting Hill neighborhood where one in an apparent series of raids are still ongoing.
Witnesses here saying as police surround the flat, they shouted the name Mohammed. We heard several explosions, small explosions from inside, not bombs, more likely gunshots, or perhaps flashbang grenades. The police still standing outside this house, still cordoning off the streets. Apparently, someone is still holed up inside.
There are reports that several suspects have been taken into custody in connection with the second wave of attempted London transit bombings. Some were seen being taken away in protective clothing. Again, the operation still ongoing. Marking a major split with his party and his president, Senate Republican leader Bill Frist announced his support for expanding stem cell research.
Human embryonic stem cells will be derived only from those embryos that are not going to be adopted, that are not going to be implanted, but that will otherwise be discarded and thrown away.
In an exclusive interview with ABC's Good Morning America, Frist denied he was shifting his stance to better his chances should he run for president. Space Shuttle Commander Eileen Collins says the crew was saddened to hear about the foam flying off Discovery at liftoff, but they're not frightened.
Personally, I did not expect any large pieces of foam to fall off the external tank. We thought we had that problem with. And having thought about it for a while, in the end, I'm disappointed that this has happened, but it's something that I believe that we can fix.
NASA says the shuttle crew will carefully inspect for possible damage, but they don't believe it'll endanger or delay the shuttle's scheduled return to Earth. Arthur Zankel, the man who donated $10 million to the Carnegie Hall recital space that bears his name, plunged to his death from his ninth-floor New York apartment building in an apparent suicide. He was 73. This is ABC News.
The following is an OnStar conversation.
OnStar Center, this is Bernard.
Oh, God, please. I lost my truck and my granddaughter's inside.
Okay, ma'am.
Okay.
Can you unlock for you? Can you verify the PIN number?
276.
OnStar can send a signal to unlock your doors in most cases.
Ma'am, I'm sending a signal right now. I'm going to keep you on the line. How's your granddaughter doing?
She's
sound
asleep.
Good. Nervous wreckage. She's sleeping quietly. Just go ahead and take a few moments and just breathe.
Okay.
Is it much better now?
Yeah. I've never done anything like that before.
It happens.
The peace of mind OnStar offers is more affordable than you might think.
Okay, it should be up. Go ahead and check the door.
Oh, God, I think I heard something. Yes. Oh, thank you.
You're very welcome, ma'am.
Thank you very much.
The first year of OnStar service is included on new OnStar-equipped GM vehicles, and unlimited use of all OnStar safety services costs only $16.95 plus tax per month after that. OnStar by GM. To learn more, visit OnStar.com.
Do you know how much TV your kids are watching?
ABC's Jim Hickey has details on a new study that offers some interesting answers.
This is the Real World Austin on MTV.
Everwood, now on its new...
So boring, can't focus.
Whether it's MTV, Everwood, The Fairly Odd Parents, or other TV shows, kids are increasingly tuning out television, according to MarketResearch.com. TV still reigns supreme. 80% of younger tweens, the 8 to 14-year-old crowd, loves the tube. However, that number drops to 60% as the teens get older, distracted by computers, music, even books.
Jeepers! Timmy needs to work on his attention span!
Jim Hickey, ABC News.
Calling it a Woodstock for hackers, organizers are holding the annual What the Hack Computer Security Conference in the Netherlands. International experts and just plain geeks will focus on digital passports, cryptography, biometrics, and other issues. About 3,000 people showed up for the opening session. I'm Karen Chase, ABC News.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU News Update for the 8 o'clock hour. In the news this Friday, the Missouri School Bus Safety Task Force is beginning to put together information on how to improve the safety of school buses in the state. The task force yesterday wrapped up hearings on all issues related to school bus safety. The task force was formed earlier this year in the wake of half a dozen crashes across the state, including one in Liberty that killed two people. The space program may be nearing an end. David Ritchie of the St. Louis Science Center says the recent news that the shuttle fleet has been grounded is not a good sign for the future of the program.
It is a definite setback for manned space flight. Obviously, as we continue with the remarkable success that NASA has had with the rovers on Mars, those kinds of cool things, you know, those will continue without any problem.
Despite that, Ritchie says things could change over the next several months if NASA can come up with a new design for a fuel tank for the shuttle. NASA decided to ground its fleet after a piece of insulating foam broke away from Discovery's external fuel tank in an incident that is similar to what happened to the space shuttle Columbia. A new wireless provider is now serving the St. Louis area. A ceremony was held for U.S. Cellular's service launch in the St. Louis market yesterday. U.S. Cellular has hired more than 400 people and invested approximately $90 million to build a new cellular network with nearly 300 state-of-the-art wireless towers around the greater St. Louis area. St. Louis is now U.S. Cellular's second-largest market after Chicago. Finally this hour, the Rams are back on the practice field in Earth City this morning for their second day of training camp. Cornerback Ron Bartel will be joining the Rams in camp after agreeing to a 4-year contract yesterday. Bartel, a second-round draft pick out of Howard University, is the 9th player in the Rams' 2005 draft class to sign with the club. The only two selections yet to agree to terms are first-round pick Alex Barron, a tackle from Florida State, and third-rounder Richie Incognito, an offensive lineman out of Nebraska. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by your Chrysler dealers. Employee pricing is a good idea, but with vehicles like this, it's pure genius. Now everyone gets the employee discount plus generous cash allowances on select models. See your participating Chrysler dealer for details. That's your look at local news for the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Sudafed. Route 100 at South Point Road in Washington, Missouri. Police are busy clearing an accident, so use caution as you roll up to that area. Northbound 55 between Weber and 44, no problems to report. Eastbound 44 between 141 and Lindbergh, everything's on the move. Eastbound 40 from I-170 and Hanley, look for a very heavy volume in your 8 a.m. commute. Northbound 270 at 44 has returned back to normal after some previous jams. Westbound 270 from Lilac to 170 is lighter than normal. Eastbound 40 at Mason Road, that traffic is starting to ease up this hour. Westbound 40 at Hanley, you still have slow traffic in the right lane. Westbound 5570 on the Poplar Street Bridge approaches, everything is on the move. Westbound 64 to 5570 merge, look for no problems report there. Northbound Illinois Route 3 on those approaches to the Poplar Street Street Bridge. Everything is moving steady in westbound Kingbridge traffic at Laclede's Landing. It is returned back to normal in your 8 a.m. commute. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Sudafed. Sinus misery? Get Sudafed. Nothing stronger or relieving your worst sinus symptoms, not even prescription Sudafed, prescription strength sinus relief, based upon 24-hour dose of pseudoephedrine. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Mostly sunny today, high in the upper 80s. This evening, mostly clear with a low in the upper 60s. Saturday, partly cloudy with a high near 90. Saturday evening, partly cloudy once again with a low around 70. And Sunday, partly cloudy with a high in the upper 90s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 71 degrees under mostly clear skies. Lambert Field is reporting 68 and mostly clear skies as well. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax, and my toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Any kind of, every kind of, all kinds of ways you need to get up, get to me. Don't forget, we broadcast live every morning on the World Wide Web from Xenia to Zimbabwe. We broadcast at www.wgnu.net. We also are archived daily at the WhiteRoseSociety.org. So if you miss an hour, go get an hour at WhiteRoseSociety.org. My website is launching on August 1st. That's Liz Brown, L-I-Z-Z Brown, www.thefairlyoddparents.com. It's going to be fun. It is going to be very, very, very fun. I look forward to you all checking out my columns and checking out the fun stuff that we have managed to put together for this website. We are always talking about the challenges that confront us. And sometimes it is easy to view the challenges in the context of United States issues, my health care, my income, my job. But in order to understand why your health care is like your health care is, why your job is like your job is, we have to think and act and look globally. We have to look at what is happening around the world, and we need to also celebrate those. At least listen to those that are engaging in activity that is bigger than themselves. Right now, I believe, there are some men and women that are attempting to deliver some humanitarian aid, 140 tons of it, and they are unable to do this. And we need to talk about this story. This is not a story that you're going to hear anyplace else, really. This is a story about a group of people that are brave enough to speak truth to power. We're talking about a brigade of people, the Venceremos Brigade. And to facilitate that conversation, I have with me this morning Diego Lopez, Brigadier for the Venceremos Brigade, and he's joining us from New Jersey. Diego, good morning.
How you doing?
How are you?
I'm good.
Very good. Diego, talk to us about the Venceremos Brigade.
All right. Well, the Venceremos Brigade was formed in 1969 by a bunch of people in the U.S. working in the anti-war movement and the Black Liberation Movement and the Women's Liberation Movement. And they decided in 1969 to form what we now call the Venceremos Brigade as a means of showing solidarity with Cuba and also challenging our government's policy towards that country, which includes the embargo, which includes the travel restrictions. So over the years, we've tried to send as many people to Cuba in an attempt to have some form of exchange between the people, as opposed to just isolating Cuba and not allowing any type of dialogue.
And most Americans, I think it would be fair to say, Diego, that know that we are not supposed to like Cuba, that Cuba is the enemy, but we have a lot to learn about Cuba, don't we?
Yeah, exactly. That's what the brigade is trying to do, trying to send as many people to counter the misinformation about Cuba, so that we could hopefully not see it as our enemy, but see it as a friend, as a neighbor, who we could learn from, and they could learn from us. You know?
So what are you trying to do? What's happening as we speak today, Diego?
Well, as we speak, the Venceremos Brigade, along with the Passage for Peace Caravan, and the Women's Travel Challenge and the U.S.-Cuba Labor Exchange, are spending their days in Cuba right now, and they're getting ready to return on August 1st for a public and open travel challenge. And for them to publicly say that they've been to Cuba, they're proud of it, they'll go again if they can, and we do not believe in the travel restrictions, and that's why we continuously go to Cuba.
Well, what happened as they tried to get into Cuba? Talk to us about that.
One of our groups, Passage for Peace, when they tried to cross the Mexico border, they were stopped by customs, and they tried to search all of the humanitarian aid. And they ended up confiscating computers. So what the caravan did was they ended up traveling, crossing everything through the border by hand instead of the buses, that was after they confiscated computers that were meant to be donated to Cuban classrooms.
Okay, wait a minute. The buses were not allowed to track to cross the border?
No, because they were getting searched and they were being confiscated.
The buses were being confiscated?
No, the humanitarian aid in the buses.
So people took the stuff out of the buses?
Yeah, and they started crossing it.
Just walking into Mexico?
Yeah.
With things in their hands?
Yeah.
Would they come back and get more items from the buses?
Yeah. That's what they would do.
And what was the explanation of the Border Patrol for saying that the computers could not be taken across the border?
Well, the explanation is really doesn't go any further than that's the restrictions. You can only bring such and such to Cuba as aid.
Now, you weren't in Cuba. You were trying to cross into Mexico, correct?
No. They were trying to get to Cuba.
Okay. At what point where were the buses?
The buses were crossing into Mexico.
Okay. The buses were crossing into Mexico, mm-hmm. Correct. And the Border Patrol was at Mexico, correct?
The U.S.
U.S. Border Patrol, and they knew that you all were headed towards Cuba.
Yeah.
Okay. So they were saying that you can't take these items to Cuba.
Yeah.
Okay. So what did they do with the – how did they get the – how many of the computers did they get, and what did they do with them when they took them?
Well, they're just keeping it right now. So that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to have them get – we're trying to get that back to computers, because the question that arises from that is, in this day and age, you know, are we going to spend our resources when we could be spending our resources against the war on terrorism or anything? How are we going to spend our resources confiscating computers that are supposed to go to Cuban classrooms? You know?
How many computers did they get from you all?
I'm not sure exactly how many computers, but it was a good percentage of the entire humanitarian aid.
And describe for the listening audience how much humanitarian aid you were taking to Cuba.
Well, the Package for Peace was bringing over, I think you said, 140 tons of humanitarian aid, and then the brigade does that too individually. Each person has to bring a certain amount of aid.
And when we talk about humanitarian aid, what are some of the types of things that we're talking about?
We're talking about things like computers, like paper, books, resources for the Cuban people, you know, for their schools, for their offices.
And the Border Patrol said that they stopped you at the border and said that we're going to go through each and every one of these items?
Mm-hmm, yes.
Well, how long would that have taken?
That would have taken a very long time. That was why they started walking past, because, you know, to check like 140 people on the caravan and to check all that aid.
140 tons of aid.
Yeah, it would have taken days.
So how many people were traveling with the caravan when it was stopped at the border and they were told that they were going to go through it item by item?
About 140 people.
How many items did they manage to get across the border by foot?
They were able to get the majority of the humanitarian aid, so it was about 90%.
That's a lot of walking and carrying.
Yeah, that's a lot.
That's a lot of walking and carrying. So now that they made the what happened after they got they carry the items by hand across the border into Mexico? How did they do it from there? Because they no longer have the buses, right?
Yeah, then they started taking to Cuba, and now there's a few people who stayed in Mexico, and they're trying to build a campaign to get those computers back so they can go where they were meant to go.
And what did they do once they got the items across the border by hand without the buses? Did they get another bus? How did they do that?
Yeah, they probably got, like, another bus or some other way to transport it to Cuba.
So now they're on their way back.
Yeah, they're gonna be returning August 1st. The Venceanos Brigade, along with the Women's Travel Challenge and the Cesar Chavez U.S. Cuba Labor Exchange, are gonna be returning through the Peace Bridge on Buffalo, in Buffalo, New York, as the Passage for Peace cross through the Mexican border.
And Diego, when we talk about Cuba and the difficulty in getting items to Cuba. Do you know what countries are able to trade with Cuba?
Well, about every country except the United States. That's because of the economic embargo, you know. and that's something that's only supported by the United States government. You know, like last year at the UN, the international community, they voted 179 votes to 3 against the economic embargo. So right now, the United States is very isolated in their policy, and the world does not support them at all.
When you talk about Cuba, and if you could just describe for Cuba the Cuba that the United States, most United States citizens don't know about. What is Cuba like?
Well, Cuba is, you know, it's a completely different country, you know. That's why we believe we should be able to go see, you know what I'm saying? Instead of telling people what it's like, the Venceremos Brigade and other groups, they try to get people to go and see what Cuba is really like, you know, and that's exactly why the travel restrictions are in place, so they're not able to see, so the misinformation is able to continue.
And, Diego, how did you get involved in the Venceremos Brigade?
I went 4 years ago, and then I've been working ever since.
Well, what made you go 4 years ago?
I went once before that, and I was just really interested, so I just wanted to continue to learn about Cuba.
But surely, wasn't there some point, or wasn't there one thing or something that made you interested in Cuba?
Yeah, my family's from Cuba, so I was,
there you go.
From the beginning, I was really interested.
Okay, so when we look at the people that are making up the Venceremos Brigade, are they Cuban people like yourself, or are they from across the gambit?
We try to build as diverse contingent as possible. We try to get from all ages, from all sexes, races, sexual orientations, political ideologies.
And what is the goal of the Venceremos Brigade?
The goal is to, one, show solidarity with Cuba and have people be able to go and see Cuba firsthand and form an opinion on that country through their own perspective. And another goal is to challenge U.S. policy against that country, which is at this point really inhumane.
And how many times a year does the Venceremos Brigade travel to Cuba with humanitarian aid?
Once a year, every year.
Once a year. So that the run for this year is halfway done, because now you have to go back and get the computers.
Yes.
All right. Well, I want to thank you very much, Diego Lopez,
yes,
for joining us to talk to us about the Venceremos Brigade. Thank
no
you
problem.
So much.
All right.
Listen, folks, this is Liz Brown. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. And my toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. And don't forget that in the next hour, we will be doing our live food preparation show with Healthy Futures. I think we're going to be doing a little, couscous. We're going to be doing some couscous this morning with our Healthy Future show, so you do not want to miss that. In the next hour, Healthy Futures, we will be talking about, we will be doing our food preparation. The number here is 454-0400, and you need to get to me. I think one of the reasons why it is so important to talk to people like Diego. Talk to people that are involved in things that are bigger than themselves, is because they give us a sense of ideas of things that other people are doing first. And secondly, it helps make the connection that our issues are bigger than ourselves. And also prepares you when you get involved in organizations or issues. It prepares you for the bigger battles that lay ahead of you. Because we're just now facing a memorandum that has been declassified, a memorandum that was declassified and released in response to a request from Lindsey Graham, a Republican from South Carolina. And he made the request for this memorandum after hearings in which officers representing military judge advocates generals acknowledged having expressed concerns over interrogation policies. We beat people, and we beat people bad. There's an article that came out that talks about how it was policy to sick dogs on detention. Not the dogs just didn't, you know, the people that have been arrested, people in this gulag of our prison system got into a confrontation and dogs were used. No, it was policy to use dogs. It was policy to use dogs. And there's a memorandum that has been released. And this memorandum provides the most complete record to date of how uniformed military lawyers were the dissenters as government officials formulated interrogation policies. Our government knew this was wrong because the lawyers were telling them it was wrong. The military lawyers were disturbed by the proposed techniques that are unique to this administration. Let us be clear that these techniques are unique to this administration. We've been at war before, and nobody else considered rolling like this administration rolls. Brigadier General Kevin Sandcooler, a senior Marine lawyer, said in February 2003, in his memorandum, he said that all the military lawyers believe the harsh interrogation regime could have adverse consequences for American service members. Did you hear what I just said? All the military lawyers believe the harsh interrogation regime could have adverse consequences for American service members. And he said that the Justice Department, quote, does not represent the services, thus, understandably, concern for service members is not reflected in their opinion. I ask you, if the Justice Department writes policies, the Justice Department endorses policy that puts soldiers in harm's way. What do American prisoners have coming towards them? I'm just asking. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. We're taking a break. Stay with me. We have much, much more coming at you.
Good morning, St. Louis. 31 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. We'll look at the Sours traffic and weather. Sours traffic is sponsored by your Chrysler dealers. Eastbound Manchester at Bear Station Road, there's an accident on right shoulder. Eastbound 70 between 94 and the Blanchett Bridge, major road construction. Only a few left lanes are getting through, and traffic is slow on either side of 94. Eastbound 44 between 109 and Merrimack River Bridge, no problem to report there. Eastbound 40 from 270 to Big Bend, everything's flowing freely. Northbound 270 between 55 and 44, nothing to report. Westbound 270 from the Canal Bridge all the way into west of Florissant, look for normal traffic this hour. Westbound 40 at Hanley, look for slow traffic in the right lane. Eastbound 40 at Route N, look for very heavy volume this hour. Westbound 5570 from 64 on the Poplar Street Bridge is flowing freely, and westbound Kingbridge traffic at Laclede's Landing, nothing to report in this hour. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Your Chrysler dealer. Employee pricing is a good idea, but with vehicles like this, it's pure genius. Now everyone gets the employee discount, plus generous cash allowances on select models. See your participating Chrysler dealer for details. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Mostly sunny today, high in the upper 80s. This evening, mostly clear with a low in the upper 60s. For Saturday, partly cloudy with a high near 90. Saturday evening, partly cloudy with a low around 70. And Sunday, partly cloudy skies with a high in the lower 90s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 71 degrees under sunny skies. Lambert Field is reporting 68. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Are you looking for something fun and different to do with your family? Close to St. Louis is the Merrimack Caverns, which has some of the most beautiful natural scenery in the world. Bring the family to Merrimack Caverns and see the largest and rarest cave formations known to man. Go on a mile-long tour and see beautiful crystal-clear streams and amazing mineral formations that are thousands of years old. Inside the Merrimack Caverns, you'll always enjoy a wonderfully cool 60 degrees. After your cave tour is over, the adventure doesn't stop there. There's lots of fun things to do at the Merrimack Caverns. You'll find riverfront campgrounds and picnic areas, scenic canoe and raft trips, relaxing riverboat excursions, restaurants, gift shops, and panning for gold. So bring the family or group down to Merrimack Caverns, located on I-44 in Stratton, Missouri, just 45 minutes from St. Louis. Call America's Favorite Cave at 573-468-CAVE. That's 573-468-2283. Merrimack Caverns, the greatest show under the earth.
Radio Free St. Louis is AM 920, WGNU. Catch us on the World Wide Web at WGNU.net.
And now, today's diary entry from the Girl Blog from Iraq.
Friday, October 31st, 2003. Several orchards in Duluaya are being cut down. Except it's not only Duluaya, it's also Bakuba, the outskirts of Baghdad, and several other areas. The trees are bulldozed and trampled beneath heavy machinery. We see the residents and keepers of these orchards begging the troops to spare the trees, holding up crushed branches, leaves, and fruit not yet ripe from the ground littered with a green massacre. The faces of the farmers are crushed and amazed at the atrocity. I remember one wrinkled face holding up four oranges from the ground, still green, our citrus fruit ripens in the winter, and screaming at the camera, "Is this freedom? Is this democracy?" And his son, who was about 10, stood there with tears of rage streaming down his cheeks and quietly said, "We want 5 troops dead for each tree they cut down. 5 troops." A terrorist, perhaps, or a terrorized child who had to watch his family's future hacked down in the name of democracy and freedom.
Riverbend, the girl blog from Iraq, was a computer programmer before the war. Not anymore. In her diary of the occupation, she describes daily the new, confined way of life, especially for women amid the mayhem.
To me, summer is family time, a time to spend with the kids doing stuff we all love to do, which is why we go to Worlds of Fun. That and the fact that they have lots of coasters. Mamba, Timberwolf, Spinning Dragons, Boomerang. I like to ride them all. Of course, Worlds of Fun has stuff for the kids, too. Mine loved the new Peanuts Playhouse at Camp Snoopy. They played and played, took a little break, and then played and played some more. Then, if we need to cool off, we go to Oceans of Fun, where we ride the water slides, Typhoon and Diamond Head, and then the tube ride, Caribbean Cooler, Aruba Tuba, and Hurricane Falls, and finally, the wave pool. Another great thing is we can stay the night at the new Worlds of Fun Village Resort. Talk about easy.
Worlds of Fun and Oceans of Fun. Do one park or do both with the ride and slide ticket.
It's so cool.
Open daily. Make reservations for the new Worlds of Fun Village Resort or book your Joe Cool's Backyard Barbecue at worldsoffun.com.
The Citizens Commission on Human Rights of St. Louis Incorporated presents the Electric Shock Radio Hour. Call-in radio talk show airing on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU, Tonight from 10 to 11 p.m., hosted by Roger Teagarden, Executive Director of Citizens Commission on Human Rights of St. Louis.
New state-of-the-art technology has made it possible to offer copies of programs heard on WGNU to the listening audience at a lower cost. If there is a specific program you are interested in having for your personal library, we can now make it available to you at a cost of $25 per hour. Please make a check or money order payable to WGNU Radio, 265 Union, St. Louis, 63108. Please specify the time, day, and particular topic, and allow 10 days delivery. All program recordings are subject to availability. Monday morning at 8, our guest is Ellen Trammell, field representative for the Missouri Public Interest Research Group. A new movement is underway called Expose Exxon, and you're going to hear about some of the outrageous tactics the nation's biggest oil company has engaged in to keep the public enslaved on oil dependency. Why isn't this company using record-high profits to develop cleaner sources of energy? Why hasn't it paid fishermen the damages they won from the Exxon Valdez oil spill back in 1989? Don't miss this lively debate Monday morning at 8 on the award-winning Wake Up Call. Starting your day with information you can't get anywhere else. It's the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. And if you want to toll free, long distance me, do that at 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Any kind of, every kind of, all kinds of ways. Get up, get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. Well, the family is talking about that baby, 19-year-old baby. I was laid to rest. Lavina Johnson. They're now saying that they believe that foul play may have been involved. They released birthday balloons at her, near her grave. The Army representative told her, the father, that she died of self-inflicted non-combat injuries, but it was not suicide. They're now investigating her death as a criminal investigation. Non-combative. Self-inflicted non-combat injuries. What could that be? Self-inflicted. Was somebody holding her hand on a gun that they forced against her body? That's murder, isn't it? Self-inflicted non-combat injuries. Self-inflicted.
self-inflicted. And then it's being investigated as a criminal investigation. Army spokesman said while a criminal investigation unit was performing the investigation, it did not mean a crime was committed. Rather, all non-combat deaths are investigated. The investigation is continuing and no completion date has been set. Why? It's not a mystery to those that are investigating it what happened. They know more details than it was self-inflicted and non-combat related. Lavina's sister, Lakeisha, said, "This is the most unbelievable thing that has happened to us. I think someone did this on purpose." George Heath, the Army Public Affairs Officer at Fort Campbell, at first confirmed a report that Johnson had been shot in the head. Later he said he could not confirm about whether she had been shot. Self-inflicted, non-suicide, self-inflicted, gunshot wound to the head that's non-combat related. An employee of the Austin Lane Renaissance Chapel in Jennings, which handled the funeral arrangement, said a wound on the left side of her head appeared to be a bullet hole. This 19-year-old baby is dead. Because you know what? I don't see. If you were dead before you reached your 20th birthday, that makes you at 19, doesn't it? Doesn't that make you 19? Doesn't that still make you a teenager when you were killed? She never got to drive a car. She never got to get married. I wonder if she even had a boyfriend, had a chance to have a boyfriend in her life. She never got her driver's license. She never got to drive a car. She never got to have a for real job. She never got to go to college. She never got to make her mother a grandmother. The list of never got to's are just breathtaking. The list of never got to's is just heartbreaking. We have much to talk about. My name is Liz Brown. Stay with me. 454-0400 is the phone number. Get to me. Then I know we can't stop living this night. I know it gets harder every day. But I know we can't stop living this way. Someday I would say there's got to be a better way. I don't know if
Monday morning on the wake-up call, we have a wonderful visit scheduled with Shimmy Gray. She's the new women's head basketball coach at St. Louis University. Now, this is historic because she is also the first black women's basketball coach in the history of the school. She's a delightful lady, and you're going to find out all about her. Shimmy Gray, on the wake-up call, Monday morning at 7. This is your wake-up call, global news update. Dateline Baghdad. The Ministry of Trade in Iraq reports a shortage of monthly food rations has officials worried there. The situation is being made even more critical by a continuing shortage of water, electricity, and now gasoline and diesel fuel. There's been a slowness to respond to Iraq's food and commodity needs by suppliers because of the continuing lack of security. The monthly food rations are the only source of food for many citizens. About 25% of Iraqis are highly dependent on them. The public distribution system was set up in the 90s after UN sanctions were placed on the country following Saddam's invasion of Kuwait. The monthly food ration program has been in place now for 14 years. And Dateline Knoxville. A Tennessee state senator says Walmart has a big part to play in the crisis that has developed in the state health care program. Tim Burchett says a large percentage of Walmart employees are on TennCare, and he wants the company to use its profits to take care of their own people, instead of putting them on the public dole. A recent newspaper survey indicated one out of every four Walmart associates working in Tennessee is on the TennCare plan. That works out to about 10,000 people. Walmart disputes that claim, saying it has a health care plan that is affordable for both full-time and part-time employees, and the average employee in Tennessee makes $9.68 an hour. This is your Wake Up Call Global News Update.
I know the place to shop for all your appliance needs. Sears, 3425 Union, Black-owned and Black-operated, Jerome Williams. Sears carries the top six appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% off the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy. So, save yourself a trip. Stop at Sears first and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union, Jerome Williams, 389-9700.
The Gateway Green Alliance and the Universal African Peoples Organization presents Black and Green Wednesday on August 3rd at 7 p.m. at the Carpenter Branch Library, 3309 South Grand. The forum will discuss the ongoing war in Iraq, the real toll on U.S. military personnel, and how people are organizing to stop it. For more information, call 314-727-8554 or visit the Greens website at www.gateway-greens.org. News to you from WGNU.
Monday morning at 8, our guest is Ellen Trammell, field representative for the Missouri Public Interest Research Group. A new movement is underway called Expose Exxon, and you're going to hear about some of the outrageous tactics the nation's biggest oil company has engaged in to keep the public enslaved on oil dependency. Why isn't this company using record-high profits to develop cleaner sources of energy? Why hasn't it paid fishermen the damages they won from the Exxon Valdez oil spill back in 1989? Don't miss this lively debate Monday morning at 8 on the award-winning Wake Up Call. Anywhere in the world at WGNU.net, the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
But your faith was as sure as the stars. Now you're free, and the world has come to see just how proud and beautiful you are.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. And if you want to toll free long distance me, you can do that at 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. We have much to talk about. I just look at the deaths of these young people. Football players. The football player who died. It's almost like we have two babies. Babies. These are babies. That died because of institutional neglect. We had a football player whose institution put their own interest and their own future ahead of his. Now, he is a child in their charge. Oh, he's a young man child. But he is a child nevertheless. He passed out on the football field. And remember the day that he was exercising out there, nobody in the world should have been on that field. They knew they were wrong in having those babies out there. The first thing that came to their mind was, Jesus God, it's 115 in the heat index is 115 degrees. We're going to get sued for this. So what did they do? They loaded this baby up in a truck like he was a hunk of meat, threw him in the back of the truck, and ran him for cover. Instead, the hospital, the clinic, the doctors were right across the street from the baby as he lay on the field in 112-degree heat and index. And the institution put their issues, their needs, their wrongdoing, their future ahead of his, and now he has no future. Same thing with this Lavina Johnson, 19-year-old dead baby. The list of her never got to's are longer than her got to's, her done's, what she has done. And trust me, these wicked, wicked, wicked people at that wicked school began their cover up as they were picking that baby's body up and loading it into the pickup truck. I believe he was dead then. I believe that they knew he was dead when he was laying there on the field, and that's why they put him in the truck. That gave them time to get their story together. I believe he was dead when they put him in the truck. And you want to know my evidence of that? You want to know the fact that I am basing my conclusion upon? Because they used the word voluntary practice, and they haven't come off of it. That's the evidence. A voluntary practice. How could a football team allow any of their players to practice voluntary or otherwise in heat that is 112 degrees? What kind of irresponsible football program do they have that would allow young people to make such a stupid decision? What, y'all aren't in charge? They said, Coach, we want to go out and hustle up and put on our pads and put on our shirts and put on our shoes and start knocking each other around in 112-degree heat. Is that okay? Sure, guys, go right ahead. Well, you need to be in jail. That's murder second. I believe that baby was dead when they laid him in the truck.
That's why they didn't take him to the hospital, because they had to get their story. What's that phrase? The story comes first. That's what they had to get together was their story. He was dead when they put him in the truck. He was dead when they put him in the truck, I believe. This is so foul. These are babies that institutions put their interests, their future ahead of these babies. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, number one. I respect you. Great host the last hour. Excellent. I'm waiting to hear your website, okay? I'm hanging and waiting for it. But I like the discussion that you just brought up about the Mizzou football player. And it's strange, though, let me throw this out there, that the toxicology report in Boone County never came out, and it was coming out late. And it came out real slow.
And I'm going to go get the police report, too.
Okay.
We're going to talk about that in the next hour.
Hey, I got a paper I'm going to send you, okay?
All right.
And be honest with me about what I wrote, and let me know what you think, all right? All right. Peace and blessings, sister. I'm waiting for nutrition, all right?
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. I will be back in the next hour. Stay with us.
Love, peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight. Remember that. I remember saying that progress is being made. If you take a knife and knife back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is caring.
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis. 920 on your AM dial.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Karen Chase. Curious crowds are being held back in parts of West London, where heavily armed police are staging a series of raids in connection with the London transit bombings. There have been a number of arrests. The BBC's Jane Hughes has details from Scotland Yard.
They've made the arrest, as I understand it, of a man they believe may be the Oval bomber, one of the four would-be bombers. He was the one that was shown on closed-circuit television footage wearing the New York T-shirt.
ABC's David Wright says the police raids are keeping residents guessing in the Notting Hill neighborhood.
This is a busy shopping area of London and a residential area as well. And it's not far from the location where the so-called Shepherd's Bush bomber got off the train and got onto a bus and was last reported in this vicinity.
There are also reports that police evacuated a Liverpool subway station after arresting two women there. They were pinned to the ground. Senate Republican leader Bill Frist now says he supports expanded stem cell research in a rare break with his party and with President Bush.
To me, it isn't just a matter of faith. It's a matter of science.
ABC's Pam Coulter takes a look at the possible impact.
Frist's change of heart on stem cell research is sure to generate a lot of complaints. He's playing politics. 6 out of 10 Americans support such research. But it's opposed by many religious conservatives, a critical bloc of voters in Republican primaries. So Frist's position could cost him support in a possible presidential bid.
Space shuttle astronauts say they're disappointed about the foam breakage from the shuttle's fuel tank during liftoff.
That we think there's a risk to our own entry. We were surprised that it had happened after so many good people had worked so hard to mitigate the problems with foam release and to make sure that it wouldn't happen again.
But they say they're not overly concerned it'll jeopardize their safety. They plan to carefully inspect the possible damage using the new laser attachment on the shuttle's robot arm. This is ABC News.
What's cool for school? Fashion, chemistry. And it's at Kohl's back-to-school fashion preview sale. Introducing Kohl's new line of candies. Cool tops, hot shoes, bags, great jewelry, and more. All 25 to 30% off. Denim's on sale, too, including Levi's Young Men's 527 jeans. Just $27.99. And save on all shoes, including Nike.
Shop Kohl's back-to-school fashion preview sale and get $10 in Kohl's cash for every $50 you spend. Now through Saturday. See store for details. Kohl's. Expect great things.
a 1.99% mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now for an introductory rate of just 1.99% on the Smart Choice interest-only loan. Call 800-316-3511 to see how you could get a $200,000 mortgage for only $330 a month, exclusively from Quicken Loans. Call now, 800-316-3511. 30-year mortgage interest only payment for the first 10 years. Initial interest payment and rate of 1.99%. APR 4.114%. Fixed for the first 6 months. Adjust every 6 months. After 6 months, payment is $687.50. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states.
The British Army has launched base cutbacks in Northern Ireland as a goodwill gesture following the IRA's declaration to disarm. ABC's Tom Mervis has more.
The British Army is uprooting immediately from three heavily fortified installations in the so-called Bandit Country, separating the North from the Republic in the South. Northern Ireland Secretary Peter Haines says in addition to disarmament, the IRA must also rein in all criminal activity.
The days when you can rob banks with impunity, the days when you can terrorize local communities with impunity, those days are gone.
Protestant loyalists in the province, however, remain skeptical. They say only time will tell if IRA actions live up to IRA words. Tom Rivers, ABC News, London.
A dog in Alaska proved he really is man's best friend. The German Shepherd started barking and growling when his diabetic owner's blood sugar dropped to dangerously low levels, prompting the man's brother and sister-in-law to dial 911. He was rushed to the hospital where nurses told him one more hour and he would have been a goner. I'm Karen Chase, ABC News.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU news update for the 9 o'clock hour. In the news this Friday, the Federal Combat Meth Act is on its way out of the Senate Judiciary Committee. The committee unanimously approved the bill yesterday. Missouri Republican Senator Jim Talent, a co-sponsor of the bill, says the committee's approval represents a step closer to a strong national standard against meth.
This, again, is a constellation of anti-methamphetamine provisions, a law enforcement-driven. These are ideas we got from law enforcement, as well as social service and other district attorneys, people who have to deal with this problem every day.
The Combat Meth Act would require products containing pseudoephedrine to be kept behind pharmacy counters, require purchasers to show identification and sign a purchase log, and put monthly purchase limits in place nationwide. The proposed federal standard is more stringent than the anti-meth law recently signed by Governor Matt Blunt. A benefit on Saturday will help the family of a Kirkwood police officer killed in the line of duty earlier this month. The fundraiser will include a dart contest, silent auction, and barbecue. All the money raised will go directly to the family of Sergeant William McEntee, who was gunned down earlier this month. The fundraiser will be held from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. at the Hot Shots Bar and Grill at Highway 94 and Zumbel Road. Gas prices are cooling off after soaring to record highs this summer. The Metro Source Price at the Pump survey finds the national averages for both self-serve regular and premium unleaded dipped a penny over the past week to $2.30 and $2.48 a gallon, respectively. While gas prices are still considerably higher than this time last year, they have fallen for two straight weeks. Motorists in San Diego continue to pay the most to fill their tanks, with regular averaging $2.62 a gallon there. On the flip side, drivers in St. Louis, Missouri are paying on average $2.08 a gallon. That's the lowest average of all the cities surveyed. Finally this hour, the Blues are exercising their contract options on three players, including goaltender Patrick Lalime. The six-year veteran was acquired in a trade with Ottawa back in June of 2004, but has yet to play a game for the Blues because of the lockout that wiped out last season. Lalime is a one-time All-Star who went 25-23-7 with a 2.29 goals against average with the Senators during the 2003-2004 season. The Blues also yesterday picked up the options on defensemen Matt Walker and Andy Roach. Blues players Keith Tkachuk, Doug Waite, and Andy Roach have been invited to the U.S. Olympic hockey team's orientation camp, which will take place September 5th through 8th in Colorado Springs. Tkachuk and Waite have combined to play in five Olympics, including the 2002 games in Salt Lake City, in which they earned silver medals. Roach has played for Team USA on several occasions, most recently at this year's IIHF World Championships. The Olympics begin February 10th in Turin, Italy. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by Tropicana Pure Premium. Tropicana hand selects only the sweetest and ripest oranges for a delicious fresh squeezed taste. Have a Tropicana morning. That's your look at local news for the 9 o'clock hour.
I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Blake and Davis Realtors. Eastbound 40 at Spady, there's an accident. The right lane is blocked. There's a short backup at this hour. Eastbound 70 between 94 and Blanchett Bridge for major road construction. Traffic is heavy on either side of 94 at this hour. Northbound 55 at River DePere and 44, look for no problems to report. Eastbound 44 between Williams Road and Merrimack River Bridge, no problems to report. Northbound 270 at Tesson Ferry and Manchester Road, look for no problems there as well. Westbound 270 from Chain of Rocks Bridge to New Florissant Road, look for no problems to report there as well. Westbound 255 from Jefferson Barracks Bridge to Lindbergh, look for no problems there. In both directions of 40 and Hanley, traffic is now flowing freely. Westbound 5570 to Poplar Street Bridge, you have no problems there. Westbound Kingbridge traffic before Laclede's Landing, everything is on the move. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Blake and Davis Realtors. Interested in buying or selling a home? Call Stephanie Oliver at Blake and Davis Realtors. You'll get a real hometown advantage with their e-advantage. That's excellence, expertise, and experience all at Blake and Davis. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Mostly sunny today. High in the upper 80s. This evening mostly clear with a low in the upper 60s. Saturday partly cloudy with a high around 90. Saturday evening partly cloudy with a low around 70. And Sunday partly cloudy skies once again with a high in the lower 90s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 74 degrees under cloudy under clear skies. Lambert Field is reporting 72. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your news and your weather in the 10 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
The Healthy Family, presented by the Missouri Division of Alcohol and Drug Abuse, reminding you to keep alcohol out of the hands of kids. Learn more at MissouriPrevention.org.
No one's perfect, but when it comes to following experts' recommendations on leading healthy lifestyles, how many of us Americans get it right? A recent survey says only 3% of Americans follow advice to keep their weight at healthy levels, engage in regular exercise, eat at least 5 servings of fruits and vegetables a day, and avoid smoking tobacco. Surveys filled out by more than 150,000 adults as part of the government's behavioral risk factor survey in the year 2000 found that only 3% met all 4 goals. Studies find that people who follow those healthy guidelines are less likely to get heart disease, cancer, diabetes, and other harmful conditions. Is there too much advice? Are we overwhelmed? Do we not believe what the government's telling us? Perhaps the key is to work toward those goals and try to achieve them on most days. Then maybe it won't seem so overwhelming. I'm Julie Anderson with The Healthy Family.
Monday morning on the wake-up call, we have a wonderful visit scheduled with Shimmy Gray. She's the new women's head basketball coach at St. Louis University. Now, this is historic because she is also the first black women's basketball coach in the history of the school. She's a delightful lady, and you're going to find out all about her. Shimmy Gray, on the wake-up call, Monday morning at 7.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
Progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing heaven. revolution in the air. Feel me, brother. Stop
resisting. But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever. More families in trouble. More and more people who need help but can't find it. Struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied existence.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. Unfortunately, we had an emergency with Healthy Futures. Ms. McKirkland had a family emergency, so we've had to cancel Healthy Futures for this week. Because this was a food preparation show, I am going to insist that we do it next week, because I do not believe that we should miss out on that. So it's an emergency for them, and we will be doing this next week. So we have open lines this hour to talk about a couple of things. I want to talk about. I have been studying over help me. I want to pull together a number of stories here because they don't pass the sniff test. They don't smell right. This baby, this football player, Aaron O'Neill. 19-year-old babies. 19. We're not watching out for. We're not being outraged about. We are not. We need to tend to our babies. 19 years old. 19. I'm looking at that, and I want you to feel. What you're hearing on the news all the time, that this is a voluntary practice, this is voluntary practice, this is voluntary practice. I'm looking at the police report, the University of Missouri PD. They have their own little police department. And I want to read you their report. Sheriff Hynek, this is his narrative, at 7 on July 12th at 1524, he was en route when he was informed that a male subject was in full cardiac arrest. When he got to the scene, he saw, and I quote, "I observed the paramedics were loading a black male identified as Aaron O'Neill into the ambulance. I observed that the paramedics were performing chest compressions at the time. I assisted the ambulance in transporting O'Neill to the university hospital where I observed the paramedics had continued with CPR. I then contacted the assistant athletic trainer, Alfred Castillo, and he stated, the assistant athletic trainer stated, and I quote, and I'm reading from the report, that he was told that O'Neill was, and let me, this is what he said, participating in conditioning practice at Fair Oat Field. That doesn't sound voluntary. That sounds like practice. He was participating in conditioning practice when O'Neill began having trouble breathing. Castillo said that he was told that O'Neill stayed behind with his group and traveled to a locker room to lie down. Castillo said that another player was with O'Neill at the time. Castillo said that O'Neill was transported by personal vehicle to the Tom Taylor building so that O'Neill could be seen by staff members. Castillo said that O'Neill was unconscious at the time. Now, let me integrate this with the 911 call that was made by athletics trainer Greg Nagel. Greg Nagel, this is what he said. Now, understand, when I talk about how these institutions have failed our children, these institutions have put themselves, their money, their issues, their futures ahead of our children's futures. University of Missouri has done that in this case. Listen to the words of the athletic trainer, Greg Nagel, as he's talking to 911. Now, I've never had to call 911 for somebody that's in a serious condition. I've never had to do that. But because I know myself, and if I thought that somebody, I'm going to think that you're dying before anything else, okay? I'm going to think that you're dying before anything else. And I am going to move with that kind of urgency. If I feel the need, if there is a circumstance that I need to call 911 on you, I'm going to be very clear with 911 and not very casual when I'm calling an ambulance to wherever I am for somebody that's in need of help. So that's just me. Tell me what you think about what is being put first by this institution, this child or the institution's issues. Here's what, and this is what we in the legal field refer to as excited utterances. These are statements that are allowed into court as an exception to the hearsay rule, because normally you have to have somebody verify something to get to the truthfulness of a statement. But there are exceptions to that, things that happen that they couldn't be calculated because you can't help but say them. An excited utterance is one of those things. You can't edit something that spontaneously comes out of you. But you can edit something that you've had 3 weeks to go back and think about and talk about. You can edit that, an excited utterance that you can't. So when you're on the phone to 911, this stuff is for real. Here's what the athletic trainer Greg Nagel said, talking to the operator. Operator first asked, what is the address of your emergency? Operator then, after 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 exchanges, asks, what do you need? Here's what the athletics trainer said out of his own mouth. We have one of our student athletes, one of our football players, suffering from heat exhaustion. Then the athletics trainer says, rule out heat stroke. We need somebody here. Now, let me get this straight. They ruled out heat exhaustion, rule out heat stroke. Why? Why is the first thing out of his mouth ruling that out? Why is the first thing out of his mouth ruling that out? He's not saying, get over here, get over here, get over here. We can't find a pulse. This boy's not breathing. Please get over here, get over here, get over here, get over here. He's not saying that. He's not saying that. Operator says, stay with me here just for a second. No problem. What's the phone number you're calling from? And then the operator says, and you're saying just somebody's dehydrated? Are they on the field? Now, if somebody is lying there, no pulse, weak pulse, not breathing, are you going to say, no, he's not, aren't you going to say, no, he's not dehydrated, he's not breathing, get over here? Never says any of that. And remember, this is a phone conversation. You can interject anything that you want to in a phone conversation. He's not being interrogated, where he is only able to answer the questions that are asked of him. This is a phone conversation. A child is dying for all he knows in front of him. Are you with him now? Oh, yes, I am. Huh? That's all you say? How old is he? Just roughly guess. I believe 20. Then the operator asks, is he conscious? Conscious? Caller says, conscious. Operator says, and breathing? Is he breathing? Caller says, unconscious. Huh? Operator, is he unconscious? Caller says, yes. Is he breathing? Caller says, the athletic director says, hang on a second. He is breathing. Did he pass out? He was brought to our door in the back of a pickup from afternoon workouts. He just finished the workouts and, now that's when he paused. You understand what I'm saying? He paused after he realized what he was saying. He just finished the afternoon workouts and, sookie. Probably shouldn't have said that. Notice where the pauses are. Notice what is not in this 911 call. Look what is not in this 911 call. This is what the athletic trainer says. He was brought to our door in the back of a pickup truck from afternoon workouts. He just finished workouts and then he pauses. What causes him to pause here? He's saying, oh, snap, shouldn't have said that. I meant to say voluntary. Hang on a second. I'm going to send over the dispatcher and get them on the way over. Okay. Nowhere in this exchange does he say, hurry up, please. Nowhere in this exchange does he say, get over here. He's dying. None of that. None of that. And then the thing that just chills me to the bone is the operator asks, okay, is he breathing normally at this point? That's when the trainer turns to talk to someone else. Al, is he breathing normally at this point? No is overheard. And when he returns to the operator, he says no. Operator, is he able to talk to you at all? You say he's unconscious? No. He's unresponsive, unconscious. Now, this is at the end of the conversation. He doesn't start with this. Why? Because they're more concerned about the future of their institution than they are about the future of our babies. And the operator it doesn't even sound like the operator has been convinced that this is a serious situation, because the operator says, if he gets any worse, call us back. The only worst part is dead. He's unconscious and not breathing. What's the worst part on this? And the last statement is, yup, bye. Lord, have mercy. We have much to talk about. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
The operator, I won't necessarily him or her responsible because she's only being what she's fed.
Absolutely. But, absolutely.
You know, so
this is not about the operator.
Right.
This is about what the operator was pushed to ask.
Exactly. And I mean, and you're a lawyer. When you guys go to study law, what is it, pre-law? What do you call students that's learning to be a lawyer? What do you call that?
Law students.
Law students. And this, I mean, a law student can handle this case, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, easily. I mean, the first instinct is naturally, if someone is unconscious, even if you can administer CPR or whatever, first thing is 911.
You go get somebody that can for real do CPR.
You know what I mean?
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
Yes.
And I know that they have a training handbook somewhere that says go get a doctor, too.
Yeah. I mean, it's unbelievable.
This baby is dead because they put their institution's interest ahead, their institution's future ahead of this child's future.
And unbelievable comes, I mean, what people have been calling in, well, they're promoting this guy, and he was more than this and all that. I'm like, give me a break. And then the family didn't go to, I heard a couple calls saying they did a memorial for him 2 days after, his death. And his parents didn't show up for the... I mean, they're in mourning, you know?
Well, and wait a minute. They could be so ticked off that they could hurt somebody.
Yeah.
And they're not going to be trying to stand around there and wear any Mizzou colors to
exactly.
their baby's funeral.
Exactly.
You know, and they're angry. I bet you everything I got that they're angry as heck.
And also, Liz, I mean, not getting off their case, but this... With this young girl from St. Louis.
You're not getting off the case. You're staying on the same case.
You know, it's unbelievable. I mean, they sent this young girl back home from Iraq like this. And, like, everybody should be outraged about this. What happened to this young girl, you know?
These two teenagers, two 19-year-old babies.
Coming back home like this, and we should send our children. Oh,
but again, this is all about institutions that put their interest ahead of our baby's interest. The United States military, the United States Army know good and doggone well what happened to that baby. This is not a self-inflicted, non-combat, non-suicide. What the heck is all of those statements don't even belong together.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't even make sense. Oh, I gotta go live.
All right, I know. Yeah. I know. You know what? I gotta go too. We're gonna take a break. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Toll free long distance me at 1-877-920-WGNU. Email me at revolution@lizbrown.com. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Time is made from honey, slow and sweet. Only the fools know what it means. Temptation. I can't resist. Well, I know that he is made of smoke, but I've lost my way.
It'll be fun. It'll be cool. It'll be Sports Talk with Kevin Paulus, as close as your computer, at WGNU.net.
Monday morning at 8, our guest is Ellen Trammell, field representative for the Missouri Public Interest Research Group. A new movement is underway called Expose Exxon, and you're going to hear about some of the outrageous tactics the nation's biggest oil company has engaged in to keep the public enslaved on oil dependency. Why isn't this company using record-high profits to develop cleaner sources of energy? Why hasn't it paid fishermen the damages they won from the Exxon Valdez oil spill back in 1989? Don't miss this lively debate Monday morning at 8 on the award-winning Wake Up Call.
Did you know that one unspayed female cat can produce 36 cats in just 1.5 years? Every year, millions of animals are euthanized in animal shelters, and millions more are abandoned to die on the streets. The good news is that all of these deaths can be prevented with spaying and neutering. Altering animals also prevents deadly cancers and other diseases. Make an appointment to get your animal friend spayed or neutered today. For more information, please call 757-622-PETA or visit helpinganimals.com. Thank you.
It takes a village to raise a child. That African proverb has special meaning to Hope for the Nations. In locations in 20 countries worldwide, Hope for the Nations combines education, micro-enterprise, agriculture, healthcare, and housing under one roof. These villages bring together the young and the old, the healthy and the sick. singles, families, and the widowed, the weak and the strong. United to build buildings, build families, build resources, build community. It takes you and your support to help Hope for the Nations raise these villages. For more information, go online, visit www.hopeforthenations.com. That's www.hopeforthenations.com. Hope for the Nations, turning today's orphans into tomorrow's leaders since 1994.
And now, today's diary entry from the Girl Blog from Iraq.
Friday, October 31st, 2003. Several orchards in Duluaya are being cut down. Except it's not only Duluaya, it's also Bukuba, the outskirts of Baghdad, and several other areas. The trees are bulldozed and trampled beneath heavy machinery. We see the residents and keepers of these orchards begging the troops to spare the trees, holding up crushed branches, leaves, and fruit not yet ripe from the ground littered with the green massacre. The faces of the farmers are crushed and amazed at the atrocity. I remember one wrinkled face holding up four oranges from the ground, still green, our citrus fruit ripens in the winter, and screaming at the camera, "Is this freedom? Is this democracy?" And his son, who was about 10, stood there with tears of rage streaming down his cheeks and quietly said, "We want 5 troops dead for each tree they cut down. 5 troops." A terrorist, perhaps, or a terrorized child who had to watch his family's future hacked down in the name of democracy and freedom.
Riverbend, the girl blog from Iraq, was a computer programmer before the war. Not anymore. In her diary of the occupation, she describes daily the new, confined way of life, especially for women amid the mayhem. Monday morning on the wake-up call, we have a wonderful visit scheduled with Shimmy Gray. She's the new women's head basketball coach at St. Louis University. Now, this is historic because she is also the first black women's basketball coach in the history of the school. She's a delightful lady, and you're going to find out all about her. Shimmy Gray, on the wake-up call, Monday morning at 7. This is the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown. Don't leave home without it.
My baby, ooh, seems like a mighty long time. Oh, yeah.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. This is Liz Brown. Living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get back to me. 454-0400 is the phone number. Much to talk about here on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Hello, Liz. How
yes,
you doing?
I'm outstanding.
Well, this is Mike. I hadn't called in a long time, but I just had to call in about the young lady who was in the military.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, after 6 years in the Army and 15 in Coast Guard, what happened to that young lady stinks to high heaven.
Lavina,
I apologize.
Mm-hmm.
But what I heard on the news last night really had me just flabbergasted and awestruck. I don't know if you were aware of the fact they brought out some information that her face was so badly beaten in they had to reconstruct it on top of the fact there was a .45 caliber shot to the back of the head. I'm just telling you, I have my own opinion what happened. I don't want to say it on the radio because it's so ghastly. And
what do you think happened?
Liz, I was talking to my wife about it. She retired out of the military, too. And what went through my mind was this. That child was in an environment where their women are a commodity. Let me say this to you, especially women from America. If you've been in that kind of environment, you're in another part of the world. In my opinion, that child was attacked, put up a fight, and again, this is my opinion, and after 21 years and two branches of the service, this is my opinion, after what I heard last night about the face situation, how it was so bad, the beating they had to reconstruct it, that child was attacked, put up a fight, and the cover, it's just mind-boggling to me. But that child put up a fight, somebody attacked her, and to cover the evidence after she fought back and they damaged her the way they did, they executed her. And, again, I hadn't called in a long time, but I just had to call to say this, but it stinks to high heaven, and I'm so glad I'm out, and I would never want a child or anybody that I know go through that, because I know what I went through. But by the grace of the Most High, I survived two branches. But hearing that story, there's foul play big time with that child. And Liz, I appreciate the time, and you have a nice day, okay?
Thank you.
All right.
454-0400, it stinks to high heaven. It stinks to high heaven. Aaron O'Neill, it stinks to high heaven. Lavina L. Johnson. Both of these babies' deaths, neither one of them had to happen. Neither one of them had to happen. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Good morning. I just have two issues. And being coming from an all-black university, I was an athlete myself. The gentleman's name that went to Mizzou.
Aaron O'Neill.
I'm almost positive it has something to do with a lot of those performance-enhancing drugs that these coaches slip to you under the cover. Now, sometimes it's up to you whether you take them or not, but the way that the university is covering these issues up, it's just mind-boggling.
Also, don't you think that the heat, the 112-degree heat, they were exercising at noon, around noon, at the height of the heat, on a day where the heat indices were 112.
And what sometimes is mind-boggling as well, that sometimes you'll have only a few staff. Why is it that most of your staff is inside an air conditioner?
There you go.
Have these gentlemen outside in the heat.
There you go.
And my second thing, what about the young lady? My heart goes out to the family, Lavina. This is our government covering this up.
Yes, it is.
That's all I have.
Yes, it is. Thanks for your call.
You guys have a good day.
454-0400 is my phone number. Car phone, good morning.
Good morning, Ms. Brown. How are you today?
Fine, Charles.
All right. I was just curious myself on these two issues I just kind of turned back on about the young man. I heard the other day that they held him in wherever they took him to for a whole hour. And I was concerned, what was the deal with that? These Do they have medical people on the campus that would have enough knowledge to deal with certain things? Why they held this guy in there a whole hour?
Here we go. No, it's worse than that. He died at the university hospital 90 minutes after the workout ended.
Mm-hmm.
90 minutes after the workout ended. What happened? What happened in those 90 minutes?
Right,
because it didn't take the ambulance 90 minutes, 60 minutes, 30 minutes to get there. It only took them a few minutes.
They were saying it on the TV the other morning. They played the 911 tape back. They were saying that they didn't even call the paramedics right away.
They didn't call the paramedics right away. And when they called them, the language that they used did not lead anybody that's doing a 911 call that this is a pressing emergency. You know why? I think it's because he was dead already.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then with this young lady, I hope the family do some type of autopsy on it. Because it's kind of ironic that what happened. You know, talking about they don't know why, how she died.
Let us be clear, okay? This is the same military that when a multi-million-dollar football player decided to join his contract and go fight for his country, and his own fellow soldiers gunned him down, our military used his death as a propaganda piece to encourage more people to join the military. And they lied to that boy's family, and that boy's family his father's a lawyer. They lied to that family. So you know good and doggone well, when they came here to little old St. Louis and looked this black family in the face, you know that they were comfortable with lying to them.
Right. It's just sad. This whole situation is just It's terrible.
Thanks for your call.
All right, Ms. Brown.
454-0400 is my phone number. Get up. Get to me. We have much to talk about. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Leah.
Good morning.
Now, I've been listening concerning the O'Neill gentleman.
Aaron O'Neill.
Mm-hmm. And, a couple calls ago, a guy touched on it while I was listening. But CPR was never mentioned. And, you know, that would be, I would think that would be one of the first things, even if the operator is asking to him, well, if he's not breathing, has anybody tried to administer CPR or whatever? But I had a situation where I know what you're talking about, how they try to protect themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I won't go into the name of the company or anything like that, but I was in an accident, and they, in which a lady had walked in front of my truck, and I called because I was right in front of the building, and they said, don't move the truck. And it was people trying to, and I'm half destroyed, and people were saying, well, hey, back up a little so we can get her out from under here, and everything is moving so fast. And my company people say, don't move the truck, and the people tried to drag her out, and I'm just right in limbo and whatever. But they were thinking about
their stuff before her stuff.
That's
right.
So that's the way they do.
And here's what I'm saying. I'm not talking about a business out here trying to make money. I'm talking about a university that's supposed to be about children is what I'm talking about. This university, they are the guardians of these kids when they come there. Parents put these babies in the hands of these universities, and these universities are supposed to be about protecting these children.
And I tell you, in addition to that, also, it was over 30 years ago, I played football, and we were playing a football game. And one of my fellow football players had a thyroid, found out later he had a thyroid deficiency, but he was, had fell out, he was on the sideline, you know, and he's chilled and whatever, and we're trying to play, I'm trying to play a game and trying to check on him at the same time while, you know, they're getting help for him, you know, it took him a while, and then finally he did end up in the hospital and okay. There's one other incident.
Oh, okay, what's your point with that?
And I'm just saying that they don't rush. I mean, when they when a kid fall out or whatever, they take their time about trying to whatever they're going
to
do.
Then parents need to sue the heck out of the university, bottom line. The parents need to sue the heck. I got a roll. Thanks for your call. We're going to take a break, folks. This is Liz Brown, the Wake Up Call. We've got much to talk about. I'll be back. Stay with me.
Science or religion, Republican or Democrat, politics, education, crime, or you just want to talk about Girl Scout cookies. What's your opinion? What's your solution? Tell me, Dave Linehan on Radio Free St. Louis, WGNU, Monday through Friday, 4 to 6.
Try your best.
This is your wake-up call, global news update. Dateline Jerusalem. Israel says it will use a high-tech security barrier to surround Gaza in preparation for the pullout of settlers from the occupied territories next month. Fences, electronic sensors, watchtowers with remote-controlled machine guns, and hundreds of video cameras are part of the plan to expedite the pullout. Prime Minister Shimon Peres says three main crossings are going to be reworked to reduce the threat of suicide bombers during the pullout process. The high-tech barrier is to be about 35 miles long along the seaside territories and cost over $200 million, with completion scheduled for next year. And Dateline Tehran. Word has surfaced that the United States government is now supporting an Iranian resistance movement that's been labeled as a terrorist organization by the State Department. The Mujahideen-e-Khalik is a Marxist Iranian resistance movement founded some 40 years ago, whose aim was to bring down the regime of the Shah of Iran. It carried out numerous attacks against his government, killed several American military and civilian personnel in the 70s, and even had a hand in the Iran hostage crisis during the Carter administration. And it continued to fight against the Islamic Republican Party even after Ayatollah Khomeini came to power. Saddam Hussein became an ally, and they helped Iraq in the war with Iran. During the early part of the current war in Iraq, MEK forces surrendered men and arms to the U.S. Army, and they were given prisoner of war status, something other detainees were not granted. This information suggests that the United States' intent in Iraq is to use the country as a base of operations to destabilize regimes that are opposed to U.S. interests in the Middle East, either by direct military intervention or the use of proxy groups such as the MEK. This is your wake-up call global news update.
Have you been wondering what Susan Smith Harmon has been up to lately? Well, wonder no more. The airwaves were just a little too irresistible for her to stay away for long. Now you can catch Susan on the WGNU airwaves on Friday mornings from 10 to noon. Spend your Fridays with Susan Smith Harmon from 10 a.m. to noon here on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
I know the place to shop for all your appliance needs. Sears, 3425 Union, black-owned and black-operated, Jerome Williams. Sears carries the top six appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% off the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy. So, save yourself a trip. Stop at Sears first and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union, Jerome Williams, 389-9700.
Monday morning at 8, our guest is Ellen Trammell, field representative for the Missouri Public Interest Research Group. A new movement is underway called Expose Exxon, and you're going to hear about some of the outrageous tactics the nation's biggest oil company has engaged in to keep the public enslaved on oil dependency. Why isn't this company using record-high profits to develop cleaner sources of energy? Why hasn't it paid fishermen the damages they won from the Exxon Valdez oil spill back in 1989? Don't miss this lively debate Monday morning at 8 on the award-winning Wake Up Call. Informative, educational, provocative. This is the award-winning Morning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
I'm a new love like the black street. Used to wipe me just to make the ends meet. Oh, no. By myself, you never have to worry again.
Up bright and early, right. Scrambled eggs, right. Swelling in your legs, right. Bills on the bed. Still your man is right. Show me a smile, right. Then walk to work about right. 2 or 3 miles. Mom, I'm gonna struggle with you. I'm gonna help you see the bigger picture. You gave me something no one can take away. You make it so easy to say, I love you, mama.
Mama, new love. That's
your mama, new love.
Used to fall asleep.
That's right. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get up. Get up. Get to me. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Miss Brown.
Yes.
A couple questions about this beautiful young lady from Florissant that lost her life.
We're talking about Miss...
The lady in the wreck.
Lavina L. Johnson.
Yes, ma'am. First, maybe you know the answers, maybe you don't. I don't follow this war day by day. Or even, you know, they said that she wasn't killed in combat.
It was a non-combat,
right.
Self-inflicted, non-suicidal wound or death, and it's being criminally investigated.
Okay, I hadn't heard that part about it being self-inflicted. Now, the other question I've got is they say that she was not in a combat zone.
Non-combat. They didn't say that she wasn't in a combat zone. They said non-combat.
Oh, Do they get paid less insurance if it's a non-combat wound?
There are a lot of things that kick in when it's non-combat. In terms of the monies that they receive, in terms of any medals that they would receive, in terms of a number of things kick in.
Well, in the first program I heard, I didn't hear all the details, and the guy said it was a non-combat zone, and I thought, there are no non-combat zones if you're in the military over there.
Well, there are non-combat, it's not non-combat zone, it's non-combat. For instance, a young man that we talked about on the show a couple months ago, who received wounds that so severe that he is blind, he's in a wheelchair, and he's burned over three-quarters of his body, and he can't speak anymore. He received his wounds as a result of his a commander ordering him to knock down a wall that had the word Saddam Hussein on it. He hit the wall, the tank blew up, caught on fire, and he's disabled forever. He does not receive some benefits because it was a non-combat event. It was a non-combat injury, and he won't receive any medals for the injuries that he received because it was non-combat.
I can't cope with this kind of stuff. These people are over there, and they were put there. And they should have top medical care no matter what the incident is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You understand where
I'm
going?
But also, like, a person that is injured that severely at war, they should be able to get a medal so that maybe their child can go to Annapolis or can go to West Point.
If you trip over a rock and break your foot over here, you should still get the best, be entitled to the best medical care and benefits there are.
Because
you're there through no fault of your own.
No, it's worse than that. You're there because you asked to go there.
Oh, yeah.
These are volunteers, remember?
Oh,
so
yeah,
they asked.
Yeah,
they asked to come.
You're right.
So they should be treated even better.
So therefore, beware.
Thanks for your call.
Thanks.
454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Liz.
Yes.
I had gone to the visitation at Austin Lane, the Lavina Johnson, and I had viewed the body, and there was a glass cover over the face in the casket. I guess the face was reconstructed. It looked like foul play. I think the soldier was raped, in my opinion. And I'm glad that Congressman Lacey Clay is going to investigate this incident.
I wish you talked to Lacey Clay about his vote for his church instead of his constituents, if you're going to be talking about that. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Good morning. My comment is about the gentleman at Missouri that passed away.
Aaron O'Neill,
that's him. I'm a former football player myself, and as the rest of the football players and listeners out there know, those 2-a-days become excruciating. But as a coach, you should automatically know when it's time, when to say when.
Wait a minute. You don't have to be a coach of anybody's doggone football team to say you don't practice when the heat indices are 112. It does. You coach. You don't. Any human being would say you. People die during this type of weather, and you're out there having babies in their uniforms. And tell me, as a football player, because I don't know this, because I'm not a sports expert.
Okay.
A conditioning practice, is that a more intense practice than other kinds of?
Yes,
practice?
Yes, like I said, as everyone knows, what 2-a-days is. You practice twice a day, once in the morning and once in the afternoon, fully padded. Now. At times, if it's over 100 outside with helmet, pads, shoulder pads, jersey pads, and all those on, you become to the point where you get in the locker room, you just don't want to move. You don't even want to take a shower. It's just that hot.
And I think that anybody that would make young men, young people, practice under those conditions.
It's just like you said, it's not about the individual. It's not about the team. It's
You're
about
a sadist. You're a sadist if you would make people practice during that time. That's sadistic. That's almost as bad as Abu Ghraib. From the perspective of dehumanizing people, are the coaches out there in full pads? And are when you are doing your conditioning drills?
Actually, coaches are in shorts and a T-shirt with a sun visor on. Most of the time, sometimes the head coaches are in the office going through their playbook. You'll have the assistant coaches out there keeping a few plays or something like that. And for all the people out there that play football, they know what I'm talking about. And sometimes you will want a water break or water drink, and if you say something, oh, you're being a wussy, go sit on the sideline. So a lot of times that's why players don't say nothing, because, you know, they don't want to get looked at, okay, I can't take it. And when are we going to learn? Look at Corey. You have people in the NFL having a Corey Stringer for the Minnesota Vikings.
There you go. There you go.
When are we as individuals going to see sometimes winning's not everything, man? I mean, those 2 days are excruciating. And that young man was fitting it at 19 years old. And like I touched on earlier, I believe it's got something to do with some of those they give you – they're supposed to be, I think the drugs call it endorphin or something like that. And a lot of those don't mix with heat, but a lot of those coaches pull you to the side. Hey, man, look here, if you want to take this here, this can knock a few pounds off and add some muscle. We got to be smart enough to know our health is more important, because what people fail to realize is that you're not there to play football. You're there to get your education.
And, well, not to the coaches. You're there to make the university money, period, dot. And that's why these trainers are talking about that this was voluntary now. All of a sudden, this conditioning training was voluntary.
Oh, don't be fooled by
that. All right.
They'll say voluntary, but there are some players that they
The family needs to sue. The family needs to sue, sue this university beyond recognition. Thanks for your call.
Thank you.
You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning. We only have a few seconds here.
Getting off the two terrible incidents, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about recall of a mayor of a major city. And looking at what's happening in our city, which is 53% minority, do you see a time where maybe there should be some type of summit with black elected officials and so-called leadership to discuss the movement of taking the economic power away from blacks by replacing them with individuals who...
You keep doing the same things. You keep getting the same results. If we're going to do something, it's got to be different than bringing in the same old people that didn't stand up in that first election.
Correct.
And so you keep doing the same things, you will keep getting the same results. There ain't no political summit that's what's needed.
Well, I mean, the summit that you was having with the school board seemed to be very successful.
Okay, and I've got to roll. I'm so sorry. I'll talk to you about this next week. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. I will be back same time, same place on Monday. Stay with us Monday. We're going to talk to the first African female coach for the women's basketball team at SLU. She's going to be right here sitting next to me on the wake-up call on Monday morning with so much more. Stay with us. And again, LizBrown.com launches August 1st. I'll be back on Monday. Stay strong.
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis. 920 on your AM dial.
Karen Chase. Three suspected bombers have been arrested in connection with the second wave of attempted transit bombings in London in a series of raids by heavily armed British police that surprised a number of West End neighborhoods.
I just saw a few officers armed with machine guns and everything running towards the building in question, and it was actually quite shocking because it's so close to home.
ABC's David Wright says the location of at least one